I mean, I think in Taisus, before you go into interpretation, I mean, you could lend yourself a lot of interpretation. But the plain, the most basic underlying shot is that, see, what the Gemara is saying is that there's a kiyum in these things. That's why it's saying it went this far. That means there's a kiyum for the people that to hear these things. So if you hear the tzivri, the she'orin, the psichas she'orin, is the beginning of avodas hayom. So I understand why you have to hear that. The person hears it, he knows, oh, now avodas hayom is beginning in the mikdash. So that's a kiyum. That's a kiyum. The fact that that's nishma is a kiyum. Okay? What is tzivrim? So tzivrim means that there is a perfection. There is a perfection that's transmitted, even if, insofar as if you hear a detail of the shah. It's a detail. But that detail is something that makes a person aware of something more than just a shah. But he hears the squeak of the door. He hears the hinges. That element moves him more. See, it moves the person more. Okay? And yes, that's like the Shiva Saram, really, Rabbi Bolchum, an interesting Shiva Saram, where he says that they asked him a question about chalonos, about windows in the. How come there are no windows in a shul? They asked him. So he said that the windows you need, I'd like to take a look at Shiva again. The windows you need is in when you're davening biyachidus and a bias. Because you should look outside and you should envision the Makom HaMikdash and the Mikdash. So he says, and it's a hard thing. He says, not an easy thing to do. He says, but in a shul, you don't have to do that. So apparently, in the concept of Mikdash, I forgot, I wanted to mention it in the Tishbash here. In the concept of Mikdash, because the concept of bias, which means the idea is that it shows that Klal Yisrael wants Hashra Shechina, wants. So they build a bias, which is, what Shlomo HaMelech says that Afki, what's the name? Yeah, but it shows that that's the very idea, that it's a She'ifa, it's a She'ifa. So that is a perfection, that's the perfection of Chalonos. So the details also offer perfection. Not to a person who's, not to Moshe Rabbeinu, not to a person who's Big Tam Chacham, but for the Hamon Am, detail offers perfection as well. So even hearing the Tzirim is something. That's the first Teretz Taisvus. But the first Teretz of Taisvus holds, but what you have to hear has to have the character of Mikdash. So it's either She'orim or Tzirim. The second Teretz of Taisus maintains that even if you hear something which doesn't have the character, it's not recognizable as having the character of Mikdash because it's just a sound. So you only know it's a sound of the Mikdash if somebody tells you. But in the sound itself, you don't have the character of Mikdash. Even that affects a person. That's the second Teretz of Taisus. That's the Machlokes first Teretz and second Teretz. Okay? But it's based on the same idea that the Ashmos HaKol of the Mikdash was something that perfected a person. So the Gemara singles out basically three things, right? I mean, it singles out so far two. It singles out the Ashmos HaKol of the Shem Havaya, right? Shem Havaya, all that, of course. And then it goes to simply the Ashmos HaKol with regard to Avodas Hayom, that Avodas Hayom is commencing. Okay? The concept of Mikdash is something which is you need a matah for. You need a matah for the Mikdash. Because you have no right to do it. But the Torah apparently does accommodate an ordinary person and allows the building of a Mikdash in order that a person, a regular person, should be inspired by the Mikdash. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That even hearing the sound itself is something that moved the person. It created a perfection. I mean, the whole Eretz Yisrael is the same thing. At the Eretz of the Avos. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need it. He didn't need it, but the average person does need it. Okay. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, according to the first thousand places, that the hearing of the Tzirim is something that, because he envisions the Shaar, it has a different effect on him. Has a different effect on him. It's speaking in terms of the effect that it has on the person. So it's a different dimension. So it has a different effect on him. You know what I mean? It has a different effect. The more the detail, the greater the effect. That's what he's saying. It's not an intellectual thing. It's an emotional thing. You have to have a sensitivity for it. But it's saying that insofar as it affects a person, that it affects him to a greater degree. And that was a kiyum of the Migdash. That was a kiyum of the Migdash. Of course, it can't go all over the world, but insofar as it did travel, it was a kiyum Migdash. It was a kiyum. I mean, here it's really like it's going into the self-daita shalada. I mean, in terms of the nature of man. The nature of man is he's affected. Same logical thing. Tell him, go, tell him the doors of Echel are open. Doesn't mean the same thing as hearing the creak of the door. That's a different thing. That's a different effect on him. You know, when it says, Ezim Mayim Asachos, it's not the Ezim, but it means the people were able to recognize the Ktaris. That was the benefit. Through their Ezim. And that's why it tells you the story that he says he says, Ezim Hayolaba. Mayim Asachos Merech Ktaris. So he's telling you a story that his father used to comment, apparently, that the goats are sneezing from the Reich Taurus. So it means that even that is a benefit. It means even though he sees that it affected the Ezim, that also was a benefit in terms of the awareness of the Migdash. The awareness of the Migdash. And the awareness of the Ktaurus. Yeah. But what are the other Chazal there are telling you? Yeah, I think this Gemara really supports what the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim. Because the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim, he says, what was the purpose of the Ktaris? He says, was to counter the bad smell from the behemos. So he says, because the Migdash shouldn't be something that a person associates with in a way that's distasteful. That's what Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim. So it seems from this Gemara supports that Rambam. Because the Gemara is saying that on the contrary, that the Ketores was something which really made the people look at the Migdash in the most favorable way. That was really, the Gemara supports the Rambam's idea, that the purpose of the Ketores was to make the Migdash, that was the function of the Ketores. The function of the Ketores, see the Gemara says with the Ezim, that's just awareness of the Migdash. The Ezim sneezed, you see. That's just like the Glossos and the other things. But when the Gemara says about the Ketores being such that Nashim didn't have to do anything or the Kala didn't have to be Mizbasaim, that's a different kind of a phenomenon. What they're saying there is that was really the function of the Ketores. The function of the Ketores was to make the Migdash very desirable to people, a desirable entity. You see, that was the function of Ktaris. So really it was to overcome the Reach from the Karbonos, because it should be something which, the Migdash should be something which a person associates with something good, with something desirable. So the Gemara is showing you that concept of Ktaris found its expression in the fact that a Kala in Yerushalayim didn't have to even be miskashet. Because it was so, it has such a desirable effect, okay? And the same thing was with Nashim B'Richo. That's what I think the Gemara is really showing. Over here, the Gemara is showing what the function of the Ktaris was. And that function found its fulfillment in these two examples. Yeah, the Machlokes Tzedukim, the Rambam has in a voice in the poem, Machlokes Tzedukim in us. And the Rambam, he quotes the Psukim there. So he says that the Tzedukim said, yeah, he says it's in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, that Mimei Bayashen Yitzot Saminus B'Yisrael V'Yotzu HaTzedukim Me'eri Yovedu She'en Maminu Tesh Bal Peh V'Yomrim She'Ketara Shilayim K'Per Menichan Asar La'ish Be'Heichal Chutz La'Parochas U'Kishayala Oshna machnes us all lefnim lekadosh kadoshim. Hatam zeh shekas b'tor ki be'onan ero lakaparas amru ki hu ananak toras. Okay. He says, "When we pia shmur lomdu chachamim she'ein nosin aktoris elu bekotche kadoshim lefnei ha'aron shenemar v'nosan aktoris alo eish lefnei Hashem." Okay, so the tzdukim really, it would seem, that they had this idea that ki ba'onan eru lakaparis, so it should be veiled. So if it should be veiled, so the smoke should begin. It should be smoking in the Hechel, really. It should be smoky first in the Hechel before you go in. So when you go in, you're going in with the smoke already. Okay? Not that you walk in with the kafa machta and everything is clear. Okay? And then you do it, you see. But that's the way we say. Okay? So what's the answer? I mean, it sounds like good kasha to talk about. You know, on the contrary, I mean, philosophically. That there were the idea that there should always be a veil. So first you should make the smoke be outside. That was the concept. Make the smoke outside first, and then when you go into the Hechel, it should be smoky. Mm-hmm. We do the opposite. You go into the Hechel, there's no smoke. And then he puts the Ktaras on the Eish, and he waits, Achi Yismale Habayis Oshon V'yotze. Interesting. What's the answer? What's the answer to this? Now, the answer is very simple. The answer is that we have to create the Oshon. That's the answer. See, we think we know, but the Oshon, it's not like a mystical Oshon that we're talking about that you want to show exists. No, we're not aware. We have to produce the Oshon. And we have to recognize that we don't know that there's a big Oshon. That's something that man has to do. So he waits Achi Yismale Habayis Oshon until he accomplishes that, and then he goes out. That's the real shit. In other words, the Tzedukim said it reflects the fact that God is veiled. So if that's the case, Kibana Rolakaporus. So they said, how does it make sense to do it? First outside, get the smoke going, and then when you go in, you go in with smoke. You see? So, and we say no. We say that you go in, there's no smoke, and you make the smoke. So that's what I said. Our concept is a different concept. Our concept is that the person has to create the veil, you see, because he doesn't realize that itself is Yedias Hashem, to know and to understand the veil. So, but that's not so simple. I mean, that's something that the person has to do that. That's a level that the person has to rise to through his own doing. So that's why the Kohen Gadol goes in, and that's why the Ketaras is Mechaper. Mechaper and not Avera. So the person has to go in with nothing, but he has to produce the Ashan. And that's why he waits, actually, Yismale Abayas Ashan V'yotze. Then he can go out. You see? That's the difference. Okay, so just now we're getting into the Gemara here with the machlokes between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yechanan, right? Okay, but let's just take the Mishnah first. All right, Torf Bekalfi. What was the Seder's name? Torf Bekalfi Velish Negaros. Okay, so Goro means the pitgar, right? Right. Now it goes on. Imshel shame Allah be amino hasgan omelo ishe kohen gadol hagbe yemincha. So apparently they would look, right? The imshel shame Allah be smolo. So rosh base of who's on his small omelo ishe kohen gadol hagbe smolcha. And then it was Nosan Oshnei Asirim. V'omal Hashem Chatos, V'shmol Lomay Tzach Lomay Chatos, Ol Hashem. Okay. So, it's interesting. I mean, I don't really understand exactly what the Hagbe Yimincha is. No one seems to hold that that's Makev. Right. I mean, that nobody holds. Right? I mean, everybody holds that Nesina's not Makev. And the only question is the Goral itself. Because Rashi says that, Rashi says in the Flamatas and Abbeis, he says, Lias Goral and Tachkaf and Ma'akeves. He says, Lefich Tzach Liras, he says, She'ein, Ma'akeves Vodah, She'ein Asir Misparshim Zela Shem Vizela Zela Pidgah Goral. Lefich Tzach Liras, Ezel Olav Yemin. The Esau shall Yemin Nikvabo, Veza Olo Bismol, the Esau shall Smol Nikvabo. So apparently the Kfiyas takes place the moment you have the Aliyah. Right? It's a different Rashi like that, right?
Yeah.
So what is this thing of Hagbah? Maybe it's like this, because the Hagbah, nobody talks about it. I mean, what it is. It seems clearly it's dispensable, and it's not Hanukkah, and it's not Agrola. I mean, it's a, what is it? I mean, no one defines what it is. So that would indicate that it's something other than the process of Agrola or Hanukkah. It would indicate that it's a different, it's something else. What is the something else? See, I think there's something else like this. That, and that's what the Gemara said before, that Eser Pa'omim Maskir Kohen Gadol Es Hashem B'Yom HaKippurim. And one of them is on the Sawyer when he says La Hashem Chatos. La Hashem Chatos. So the Hagrola is a vehicle of being Maskir the Shem HaMafarish. The Hagrola is a vehicle of being Maskir the Shem HaMafarish. So that's why, if it was just to show, which just to demonstrate the outcome of the girl, so you could do the other one. You could do Lazazel. You demonstrate through Lazazel. Okay, let him lift the hand that has Lazazel on it. Okay? But really, there's no necessity to lift the hand to demonstrate the outcome of the girl. The reason why he has to lift his hand is because of the Kvod Shamayim of the Askaras Hashem. You see? That this Goro is the vehicle of the Askaras Hashem, this shame, which just came up in the Goro. So that's why someone says to him, Ishe Kohen Gadol Hagbe Yemincha. In other words, it's the Kvod Shamayim, he's instructing him. You must do that. Now, Hagbei Mincha, you're in front of the Kvod Shemayim. Lift up your right hand. Demonstrate the Kvod Shemayim. So, the Kvod Shemayim demands that the order be given. A tzivui. Not just that he does it by himself, but it's because the tzivui really demonstrates that this is a mice of Kvod Shemayim. That's what I think it is. That's why it's completely, you might say, like unaccounted for in the Gemaras. I don't talk about it. Because Kvod Hashem was done afterwards. In other words, right, yeah, so then, the Mishnah. That's the only one that's alone.
That was
Shem HaFarish. That's why I said it. You went through the Anta Kananta. It says Lashem. It says Lashem Chatos. So they usually pronounce it Aleph Dalad Nun Adni, but it's wrong. It should be Lahashem Chatos, because the Kohen Gadol didn't say Adni. He said Lahashem. So it's Maskir the Shem. So the Hagrola is a vehicle of Askaras Hashem, the Shem HaMeforash, Shem HaMeyuchad. So therefore, it demands kavod. The act of Hagrola, and the act of Hagrola itself, it demands a special recognition. So that's why the Gemara says that it was better for Kam to be Amin, because an Amin is more Kvod Shemayim. In other words, this is a kiyum in the Kvod Hashem. It's a forerunner of the Askaras Hashem. He's Magbiya Yamin. This is a shame. So he's makir the shame. He's makir the shame. Sakaras Hashem. Yeah. Correct. That's correct. Even though they're on a lower level, but in the face of Fod Shemayim, there's no covet. There's only Fod Shemayim. So that's why they instruct them. Right now, you have a chiyuv to raise your right hand. The function of being maskir the shame is because in this kabbonos hayom, which is the machaper, and this is machaper for Klal Yisrael. So, like we mentioned, the most significant thing is that one has the right idea of misham avayolam. Okay, and that's what Ramban says. He always has shame avayin kabbonos. See, but that was made a point of on Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, where the kapara was for Klal Yisrael, so that had to be emphasized. This carbon, this kapara, Lashem. That's why you have the machlekes. According to Rabbi Yishmael, you don't even have to say chatas, just Lashem. Yeah, that, no doubt that's the reason. But the question is still a good question. The question is, why doesn't he say Lashem Chatos on his part? Why doesn't he say that? So you could say Yaakov wants to say, which is not a bad svara, that if there's agrolo, so then it has a framework. What's the reason over here? But he's not being farsh agrolo. Because he's just being meniach on both payments, and he's just saying Lashem Chatos. It's not being mefarish. Not like Rashi and the Chumash. Yes. Halacha is actually maskir the shame with regard to the carbon. So therefore, on his par, he's maskir the shame individually. On Hashem. Three times. Right? And on the soil, Azazel, he's maskir the shame as well. And on the soil, Nasa Bifnim, he's maskir the shame in Lashem Chatos. So the askaras of shame is really an Ola Kabbanas.
It's necessary to produce the Kabbanas Hayom.
That's right. That's right. We're saying all the Kabbanas Hayom require askaras of shame. Mm-hmm. All the Kabbanas Hayom. Because, that's the Ikar of Karbon. Ikar of Karbon is Shem Avaya. That's what, like I said, what the Ramban says. That you should know the Misham Vayolam. So, all Kabbalas, that's the whole danger of Kabbalas. Danger of Kabbalas is, the person has the wrong idea of God, and it's a Varzah. Kabbalas is really the motzi from Varzah. So, that's essential. Shem Avaya. So, that's why in Yom Kippurim, the Shem Avaya is not the Kabbalas. It's on his par, it's on the soil Azozo, and it's on the soil Nasr Bifnim when he's Maskei the Shem. Okay? Yeah. That's a very good point. He has to respond to the Tzivui. It's not his own thing. So, therefore, it's a good point. He's just a vehicle of the Kvod Shemayim. Yishei Kohen Gadol Hag Bei Mincha. That's right.
Really?
Yeah. So, the question is the Machlokes Tanaim, whether you have to say Lashem Chatos or just Lashem. So why, according to us, why do you say Lashem Chatos, really? Because, what? Yeah, because what? Yeah. That's right. That's the answer. Because the Chatos is the mas, is the saying, that's why I'm being masked to shame. Because Lashem Chatos. So I have to be masked to shame. So the Chatos is the matir for the Askaras Hashem. That's what we hold. That's what we hold. Good. In other words, he holds Lash. When you maskir the shame, and you say Lashem, so as long as you can know what it's about, as long as it's muchach, that's what it is, you can deduce what it is. So you don't have to state it overtly. Because he's doing the agrola and he says Lashem, so his hands on it. So you can deduce what he, you can understand what the Lashem is for. So then, on the contrary, then to say chatas afterwards is a degradation. Why? Because you're reducing it by using it in a functional way. In a functional way. You see? It's when you mask it a shame, you can't mask anything else. Can't mask anything else. So that's the cover of shame. And it's implied. That's what I'm saying. It's implied. Implied, the chatas, that the chatas is Lashem should remain implied. Should remain an implied concept. Right. An implied concept. Because the Lashem overpowers everything.
Right.
The Lashem overpowers everything. And you don't have to be masker or function with regard to Shem Hashem. It's enough. Once you masker the Shem, that's it. Stop. Don't say anything more. Don't say anything more.
I agree.
I mean, I have to. Yeah, you have to. You know what I mean? Trying to express it a little more definitively, but it's difficult. You know what I mean? But you understand it, right?
Yeah.
It means that when you mask the shame, it's implied that the chatas is for that is l'shem Hashem. L'Hashem. There's no reason to spell it out any further. The more you spell it out, the more you lower it. So it makes it worse. It makes it worse.
Right.
It's implied. Implied is the moment you mask Hashem, it's implied that's so. There's no reason to express it. Yes. In other words, I would say like this. It means that it shouldn't need expression. It shouldn't need expression. It should be understood. That's what he says. What does he say? He says, "Ain't it tzarach?" What's his lashon? Lo hayatzarach lo machatas. And the Teis Hashanim says that Teis Hashanim says that you shouldn't be machatzar. Shelo lahaski yaser, because implied is really the greater form of Kvod Shemayim. That's implied. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that it should be implied. In being implied, it's a greater Kvod Shemayim. There's no need to express it. And if there's no need to, and it's implied already, so then it's Megareya. Then it's Megareya.
Right. Then
do you know what I mean? What, if you say Chatas, what you'd be saying is it's not implied. You see? And the Kvod Shemayim should be such that when you mask the shame at that event, it should be understood, implied. If it's not implied, it's a chasar. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. It's a chasar. So it can't be not implied. That's what he's saying. Lo yitzarach lahaskir. Because if yitzarach lahaskir, it means that when the mask is a shame, you just mean mask is a shame, and there's no implication as to for what reason. And that's not good. That's not Kvod Shemayim. That's not Kvod Shemayim. Kvod Shemayim is that when you mask the shame, it should be where it's understood why you mask the shame. It's understood. Yes. What?
It was
the other side. The other side. Now the other side holds. The other side holds like we said before. Like he said. What? Because that the Kvod Shemayim is to demonstrate that you have to have a matir. They have to be mine. I have to have a matir. That's what Tzvi's saying. That's my point. That's my point. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Which is the greater approach, man? To demonstrate that there's a matir, or on the contrary, that when you mask the shame, it should be in a situation where it's understood. It's understood. It's understood. Then there's no reason to say it. Yes. Yeah. It could be maybe like this. Like I said, I don't have any proof for it, but it could be that the use of the Shem Bechsav is machayev in enunciating the Shem Balpeh. You see, you can't leave it Bechsav. You can't leave it Bechsav because that's a lacking for Shemayim. Just using it like a tool. So the fact that it's written on the on the piece, on the girl, and you put a maniach on the behemoth, demands that you be mefarish to shame. That you be mefarish to shame. So that's why, when does he do it? He does it when he's meniach. Doesn't the Rambam say that? He does it when he's meniach it on the behemoth. Because when he's meniach it on the behemoth, then he has to, he's mechuyev to enunciate and be mefarish to shame. And if he doesn't, so it's not just as he lacking, not just he's lacking the Haskar Hashem in terms of the Kiyum Haskar Hashem, but it's really it's Megareah. It's a busy Hashem. Can't just use the shame. Can't just use it as a tool. So the shame, the function of the shame is to be mazkir the shame, to mention and enunciate the idea. So the fact that he's meniach on the Sawyer is machayev in Haskaras Hashem.
What?
In other words, once you're involved with the Shem Hashem, it demands its rightful expression of Kedusha. And that is Baal Peh, the correct pronunciation of the Shem Havayah. Then that's a function. Then it has a function. Then that's dual function. That's correct. So he does it by the final miser. Because on everything he's masked to shame. No, so Aaron's bringing in the Teish Hashanah, which from the Teish Hashanah's question you could deduce that he doesn't learn that Chatos is because to demonstrate the Kvod Shamayim that we need a Matir. Why? Because he asked the question. He says, ordinarily you don't say it, you say it the other way. Say Chatas Lashem. Why? Because you don't do what Gemara says, Duma Pasha. If you say Lashem first, maybe he won't finish it off, he'll be ashamed of Atola. So apparently he holds it over here, he'll be ashamed of Atola if he didn't say Chatas according to the Tanakhama. So you can't say the reason they say Chatas is because to demonstrate you need a mate for the Shem Hashem, but on the contrary, he holds that it's necessary for the Chatas. It's necessary to mention the Chatas. Good. In other words, the Tanakhama holds implied is not good. You must tie the Chatas to Lashem. And if not, it's lacking. Why is it very simple? The matir is to be mafarish the girl, to be mefarish it. So if the matir is to be mefarish, if you don't say Lashem Chatos, so you're not mefarish. You're not being mefarish. So you're not being mefarish, it's Levatala.
He implies
no good. He apparently holds that's no good. That's a different story. That's the Rishmo. But the Tanakhama maintains that the matir is to be mefarish the girl. So, to be mefarish, you have to say chatos. You don't say chatos, it's levatol. The other side is a different svara. That once you say the quota, once you say lashem, then implied is the highest form. Okay, that's a different concept. That's a different concept, though. That has nothing to do with this. It's a different concept. And that's the machlokes. But according to the Tanakhama, you must, the matzah is to be mefarish. And as long as you don't say chatos, you're not mefarish. So it's levatol. Rishmael is a different idea that when it comes to the Kvod Shemayim, implied is a higher form of being a Pirush. That's a different concept. He holds that in the face of the Shem Shemayim, it's a different, you use a different method of Pirush. So implied is the highest form. But the Tanakhama doesn't hold that way. He holds you use ordinary methods. If you resort to ordinary language, so then it'll be Levatola. But that's a separate machlokes. That does the Kvod Shemayim demand a different kind of expression besides the normal linguistic expression because of the Kvod Shemayim? Okay. One time I gave a share. I wanted to say that the shame havaya is different because it says the Rambam mentions over there in the Migdash that when it was Rabbi Prutzen, so he wasn't mefarish at Bakol. But only Bakol Nomuch. Everything that you say has to be Bakol. So Chaim's principle, the Shlich Tzibah has to be Bakol. The answer is, that's when it comes to ordinary words. But the real kiyum in the Shem Havaya is Yediyah. So, Rabba Prutzen, so on the contrary. So then there's a lack of Yediyah, if you mefarish it. So that's why he wasn't. You see? But that's a riot to Rabbi Yishmael. When it comes to the Shem Havaya, so there's a different form. It takes on a different form. You don't, where ordinarily you need Bekol, over here Bekol could be worse. That's not the Kiyum. The Kiyum is not in the Kol. The Kol is only to be Modia. But the Kol, the function of the Kol is to be Modia. But the real Kiyum is in Yediyah. In the Kohen Gadol is Yediyah of the Shem. So that's why he would do it. If it was a door that was Roy, so he'd say he'd be Modia to the Yam. But if it wasn't Roy, it's on the contrary. So it's worse. So then he's not Modia. It just does probably. But you see that when it comes to the Shem Havaya, you have a different system. Different system. So that's like Rabbi Yishmael. What?
Would change the halachic
way of expressing.
You have to say Hashem Chata.
That's right.
And now you Shem Havaya, it's a different surah.
That's correct. Different surah and a different kind of expression.
Okay.
That's correct. Over here, implied is valid. That's right. Okay. The difficulty, we're asking the difficulty in Rashi. And Rashi, Diba Maskal, Elias Goh, Mitoch Kafi, Makeva. So Rashi says, Makeva Zavoda, Shein Asim, Sparshim, Zela, Shein, Zela, Zazel, El Opigoro. That's the only way you could do it. Then Rashi is a funny thing. Lefichoch Tzorach Liros, Ezol, Bimin, Vyesor, Shal, Yiminik, Vabo, Ezol, Bismol, Vyesor, Shal, Smolnik, Vabo. The Lefichoch is wrong. It's not lefichach. Lefichach means because of the fact that aliyah is ma'akev. That's why I have to look at the which one is yamin, which one is small. No, Rashi said lefichach tzorach agrola. The kate said magril tzorach liros ezel abimim v'yesor shel yamin nikvavo v'ezel abesmol v'yesor shel small nikvavo. That's what Rashi should have said. Okay. Because even if Yol HaGrola is Eina Markevis, so, I mean, if you're going to use HaGrola, it would seem you have to use it the same way. So why is he telling me, I mean, what is he trying to tell me? So someone wants to give a shot that he wants to tell me that only if I hold HaGrola Markevis, and then you have to look. But otherwise, you don't have to look because even if I don't look and it's not nikvah, I could still be kaveya through kriya shem. I mean, it's a funny way to talk. I mean, you don't need it all together if you hold ena makevis. Never mind, is that the way to express yourself? That according to the one that's not ma'akev, so therefore, this detail is not necessary. It's not the detail is not necessary. The whole institution is necessary. Do you know what I mean? There's a subtle implication in Rashi. I mean, I'll tell you what I think it is, but I agree with what Aaron is saying. That that in terms of that the koveya is not just the automatic pulling out of the gorol, the gorolos, but the koveya is ria. Rashi seems to say koveya is ria, that because that's really ria is the dasa odom. Is the finality of the girl. The girl doesn't work by itself. The girl, in other words, when is the girl nikva? It's nikva when you know which way it went. So your idea is a component in the kviyas agoro. Rashi's mashma like that. But I still don't understand. So what is he saying? That if I hold enema keves, so then I don't need this idea. I need the whole thing. I mean, why do you talk about a detail? Yes. Yeah, David's bringing it right from Rashi in the Mem on the base. Kivin she'olam mitoch kalfi v'yodeh ezel ha'shem ve'ezel ha'ezel ha'zozo. Shuvain etzorach li'ev. Yeah, but if you get that, Rashi's a little problematic. We'll get that. Yeah, I know. Where's the Shuvain etzorach is going on the next piece of the Gemara, yeah. But you still have a riot from Rashi, because Rashi is mitoch, kivin she'olam mitoch kalfi v'yodeh ezel ha'shem ve'ezel ha'zozo. That's it. So you see the Yediyah is the culmination of the girl. Without Yediyah, it doesn't occur. That's a good riot. I'll tell you what I think Rashi is saying. Rashi's saying that if you hold that Goral is Ma'akev, so then the moment you have the idea, it's Nikva. But if you hold that Hagrola is not Ma'akev, then it's not Nikva to the moment of Hanacha. What I mean perhaps is like this, that if you hold Hagrola is not Ma'akev, and let's say you didn't look, okay, and so you weren't Koveya through Re'iyah and through Yediyah, okay, you still could be Koveya through Hanacha. You still could be Koveya through Hanacha, okay, because if you hold Hagrola's Ma'akev, so then you have to be Koveya through the Hagrola itself, at the moment of the Hagrola. But if you hold Hagrola's not Ma'akev, so even if you miss the moment of Hagrola, since Hanacha is an outcome of the Hagrola, so you can be Koveya through Hanacha. Okay? In other words, Hanacha is the seam of Hagrola. Let's call it that right now. I mean, we may change later. But let's say that Hanacha is the seam of Hagrola. Okay? So if Hanacha is the seam of Hagrola and you hold Hagrola is not Ma'akev, so then you don't have to look at it Peshas Hagrola. Because even if you didn't, it's not Ma'akev. And then, since Hanacha is the conclusion of the process, so you can be Koveya through Hanacha. All I'm saying is like this. No, there wouldn't be a Kiyum Hagrola. There wouldn't be a Kiyum Hagrola. If you did it that way, in other words, if you hold Hagrola, ain't a Ma'akev. So then, right after the Hagrola, you didn't do it. But as a result of the Hagrola, you do Hanacha. So the Hanacha will have the ability to be Kaveh. Because it's a result of the Hagrola. But you wouldn't have a Kiyum Hagrola. But you'd have a Kliyus. In other words, the Goro would be Koveya, but it wouldn't be a Kiyum Hagrola.
There's no
Riyah?
So how do they know what
the Hagrola is? In other words, what we're saying is like this. An Hagrola is two dinim in Hagrola. One Allah in Hagrola is that the Hagrola is Koveya. The nature and the phenomenon of Hagrola is a Koveya. Okay? So that doesn't matter if you do it B'Shas Maisa or if you do it B'Shas Hanacha. Because insofar as the Goro functioning, it doesn't make any difference whether you do it immediately after the Hagrola or you do it, or you don't look at it and you just meniach on the behemoth and that's it. It would also be good. Why? Because it's part of the process of Hagrola in terms of the Hagrola's ability to be Koveya. In terms of the Hagrola's ability to be Koveya, it doesn't matter whether they look right away or whether you put it on the behemoth and you do Hanacha. Okay, because it's the same process. What's the difference? Is it through Hagrola? Yes. But if you hold Hagrola is Ma'akev, so you must immediately after Hagrola, you must look at it and be Koveya. Because otherwise, it's not the Hagrola that's being Koveya. It's the Hanacha. And it's Ma'akev. So in other words, in Hagrola, there's two concepts. One concept is the method of Hagrola is the method of Kliyus. The other concept is that the Hagrola itself is Ma'akev. Okay? So far as the method's concerned, when you move on to Hanacha, onto the next step into Hanacha, the method is the same method. It's a result of Hagrola, so it could be Kaveya. Okay? But if you say Hagrola is Ma'akev, it must be right after Hagrola. Because otherwise it's not the Hagrola that did it. You're on to the next step, which is Hanacha. You see? What's that? No, we're not saying that Hagrola is being Koveya. Not the Hagrola, to use the word Hagrola in two ways. The Goro, okay? The Goro, the process, the method of Hagrola is being Koveya. And then there's the Maisa Hagrola itself being Koveya. So since the Maisa Hagrola could be Koveya, so the method of Hagrola could also be Koveya. So why can't it be Koveya later by Hanacha? There's no reason why it shouldn't. Right? Because the method is the same method. It's through Hagrola. But the answer is because Hagrola Ma'akev. The step of Hagrola is Ma'akev. So since the step of Hagrola is Ma'akev, once you pass Hagrola and you're onto Anacha, you lost the whole thing. That's what Rashi means. You must look at it immediately right away. You see? Because if you don't look at it right away and you move on, when you move on to the next step, it'll be Nikva because it's the same method of Gorol, but it's not going to be through the step of Hagrola. And according to this Mandalma, Hagrola's Ma'akev means this step must be the Kaveh. Okay? This step must be the Kaveh, not the method. If it's the method, you can move on to Anacha. But if it's the step, Hagrola's Ma'akev, so it must be this step. Okay? And if you hold Eina Ma'akev, so then it'll come out that you could either do it through Kriyas Shem, or else, if you didn't stop at the step of Hagrola, and you went on to Hanacha, which is the next step, it would also be Kaveya, because you're using the method of Hagrola. There's the method of Hagrola, and there's the process of Hagrola. Okay, the process of Hagrola is immediately. The method, it can express itself in Hanacha as well. In other words, what Rashi's saying is a very sharp idea. Rashi's saying is that if you hold Hagrola Einam Akevis, you can still avail yourself of the kvius of the Hagrola without the kium Hagrola. That's what he's saying. It'll still work as a kaveya because the method is the same method. But you won't have the kium Hagrola because the kium Hagrola must be immediately afterwards. And you can't go on to the next step. Right? Okay.
Rashi doesn't mention that.
Okay. So it comes out Rashi by inference tells you a halacha according to the Mandalma that what? Eina ma'akevis. That the method of the Goro will work to be a Kaveya even though he bypasses the Kiyam Hagrola. Okay, that's what Rashi was telling you. A Chiddush according to that Mandalma. Okay? It's a beautiful Chiddush. I mean, you have to admit, the idea is very, very, very clear. Okay? All right. Yes. So what I'm saying is, if you look very carefully in Rashi, you see how he formulated it to let you hear Agav Orcha. I mean, that's the genius of Rashi. I mean, Agav Orcha, in his presentation, a little word, he lets you hear a new Chiddush. When the new Chiddush is, according to the Manda Amar of Mi'akva, Lo Ma'akva, that you can be Kaveya through Hanacha. Okay. Yes. Okay? The Machloikis is does the Kvias contingent completely on Hagrola? Or is it not contingent on Hagrola? That's what Rashi's saying. But Rashi's saying if it's contingent on Hagrola, this is what you must do. You must have Riyah. But if it's not contingent on Hagrola, so he's letting you know, Agav Orcha, that then the Hagrola, it doesn't mean that Hagrola will not work at all. It means you can do it through Hanacha, but you don't have to. You can bypass Hagrola. Not bypass, I'm sorry. You could go past. You can go past Hagrola. Go past. If you bypass Hagrola, then that means you use Kriyas Shem. Okay.
Because it's not Nikva. Yeah.
It's not Nikva. The only thing that's Kaveya is the Kiyam Hagrola.
According to the way you're explaining.
Okay. So where did I get this from? Okay. I got it because I was working. Rashi is really answering, ingeniously answering a difficult or almost impossible Gemara. Okay? And the Gemara is Daf Mem Amud Beis. It's a short one now. That's what you guys got from Mem Amud Beis. Toshma. Sholu Talmido Bas Rabbi Akiva. Ola Bismol. Let's say the shame went up on the small and the small. Mao Shiyazo Yamin. Okay, so what would be if he takes it from the small and puts it back into the right hand? This way it'll look better. It'll be the amen. Like the Gemara says before, as Gemara said before, that it'd be more covered of the shame. Plus, Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara before. Aboim shana kodim chorban abayis lo hoya goral ola be amen. You see? But before that, it says it was always ola be amen. What is it? Yeah, Tana Rabbanan on the Flamen Tesamen off. Abonim Shana Shashim Eshimen Atzadik Yagor Olib Yemen. Someone mentioned that somewhere right over here. Okay. So they said, Samashi Asliman, Amo Lahen, he said to them, Al Titnu Mokom Litzdukim Lerados. Okay, so Rashi says, what does it mean? It means, don't give the Tzdukim Talmidim Acholkim Al Torah. It's funny, so Talmidim Rashi calls it. Lerados Vilim Shobahen, Lekafeach Eschem Bidvarim, Sheyomru Lefi Ritzono Meimos Makol. You see, everything is arbitrary. They do things according to will. Okay, there's no system there. So the Gemara says, "Time or other time with altit nu makom letzdukim lerados holav hochi mahadrinin lei." But if it wouldn't be for the problem with the tzdukim, so we would switch it from small to yamin. Vo amrit agrola ma'akva the kivin the kavate small hechem mahadrinin lei. Okay, so I think so the Gemara works out very good. The way it works out is like this, that, and it has to do with Rashi, but not precisely what I said before. In other words, like this, that the das is koveya, that's what Rashi establishes, the das is koveya, okay? But, let's say, for instance, the person has bedas, that if the yamin comes up Lashem, and the small lazazel, I'm fine. But if the reverse, so I don't want it. So I want to switch it. So then his das is against the goral. So in that case, there is no goral. So you'll have a goral in the case where his das is in line with the goral, and you won't have a goral in the case where his das is against the goral. Okay? So the Gemara says, if you say hagrola is enam akva, so that's fine. So let's say, for instance, his das is against the goral, and he wants to switch it. Okay, so he wants to switch it, so he can. The only thing he'll be lacking is he'll be lacking in agrola. But vasel chatos, it'll become a chatos by kriya shem when he says la shem chatos. That's when it'll become a chatos. Okay, so there's no problem. But if you say agrola ma keves, so it means you can't have your das against the girl. So your das must always be in line with the girl. So if your das is in line with, which means whichever way it comes out, your das agrees. So then it's already kovo b'smol, so I can put it back to the amen. Okay? All right. Yeah, then he was just interpreting the Rabbeinu Hananel's shot, where he says that, ein lem reshus lahara. So why does he say that? We asked, he should just say, he says, they'll say there's one big reshus and one small reshus. So the amen, they should get the mishubacha, so that's God, should get the big rishus. And Azazel gets the smaller rishus. So he says, Veinan and Yodim ki gzeris HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein. Vein lem lahar al zeh. So we ask the question, so what do you mean? You're supposed to look for Tamei Mikra. So all he says is it's the wrong time. But what do you mean, Ein lem rishus lahar? And Ramban gives a time. Ibn Ezra, others give a time. But he says, lahar means to say that in the mitzvahs are subtle metaphysical representations. See, the mitzvahs are metaphysical representations. So it represents God and represents other forces. That is usa. It's not an outcome of metaphysical representation. It's simply xeros. Simply xeros for b'nei adam to perfect himself with. It has nothing to do with metaphysical representation. So that's what Rabbeinu Hananel is saying. And Ein lechem reshus lahara. It could be that that's the pshat in the Chazal that Rashi always quotes by the Chukim. That ein lechem reshus lahara. What does it mean ein lechem reshus lahara b'hen? You know what I mean? But there's a time for every chok. I mean, Shlomo Melech knew a time for every chok. So the answer is lahara is ein lechem reshus. To try to get involved in imaginary metaphysical representation. That you have no right to. That's usher.
Symbolic,
metaphysical, yeah, forces. The shotness is because of this force fighting that force. And it's metaphysical representation. See, metaphysical representation in Torah is anathema. There's no such thing. It's simply xeros. It's xeros hamelech to perfect man. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
I was right. According to Ben Chal, that's what he said, Rabbi Akiva. He says you cannot put the halacha in jeopardy of appearing to be metaphysical representation. Yeah, good. From the fact that Rashi calls the stukim talmidim, it implies that they really are learned. But in spite of that, they have the wrong premises. But he's saying that they're not stupid. They weren't stupid. The stukim did put in a lot of time and effort in learning, but unfortunately for them, it was the wrong premises. But it would be wrong to say they were just ignoramuses.
Is that why they take them off?
I mean, that's what Rashi makes clear. That you guys mentioned yesterday, right? That the knowledge of the determination via the goro is really what clinches the act of the goro. Okay, so now he has to take these two tiles. And he places them on the backs of the seirim. So what does that mean? So that's not makif. In other words, not makif means it's not the culmination of the goral. If it were the culmination of the goral, it would be a makif. Okay, because you'd say the goral is not effective until you place it on the seirim, right? Which would be, I mean, intuitively, you probably would say that. But the halacha doesn't accept that. Halacha says no, that the goral is over the moment there's yediyah, the moment the determination has been established in the mind of the kain gadol, or the sgan, whoever, and the what follows that is merely lamitzvah. And everybody agrees with it. No, nobody disagrees. That no one thought that placing the gorolos on the serum is something that's essential, or that it's the final outcome of the girl. So it's not seeing my girl. It's not seeing my girl. It's something else. Whatever it is, we don't know what it is, but it's something else. That's what the Gemara says. But now the question is, so that's not a question. Now the question is, with regard to the girl itself, is the girl dispensable or not? Okay. So why should I say it's dispensable? I mean, why should I say it's dispensable? Why should I say it's, well, what gives me reason or right to say it's dispensable? Since it's a pasuk in the Torah. I mean, how do you come along and say it's dispensable? I mean, you can't just say it's arbitrary. It's a pasuk in Achronos, pasuk in the very parasha, the whole parasha, which is the essence of the whole Avodah Zarah. So I mean, what gives me the right to say the goral is dispensable? What gives me the right? Okay. The function. That's correct. Because the goral has a function of kriyas shem. Okay? And there's another method of kriyas shem. That's a direct method. Okay? Kriyas shem. So, since the goral has a function, so the fact that it has a function gives me a right to question whether or not it's dispensable. Okay? Whether or not it's dispensable. Right? I mean, that's the logic of it. Okay? All right, so Rabbi Yannai says that what? Rabbi Yannai says it's indispensable. Okay, and Rabbi Yochanan says it is dispensable. That's the question. That's my focus. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to get down to the deeper level of the machlokas. I mean, why Rabbi Yannai says that it's indispensable and Rabbi Yochanan says it's dispensable. Okay, so let's see. Let's see the way the Gemara goes here. It means the goral is not completed until its outcome becomes a component of the das ha'odam, so to speak. It becomes a part of the das ha'odam. I mean, that's the halacha. I mean, it could be that's a concept only in avoda. Only in avoda, because avoda is very big in terms of das. Das and avoda plays a very unusual role in general, the whole system of avoda. Pigul and all these things, you know what I mean? So it could be like, for instance, the question would be like Nachla by Eretz Yisrael. Would you say the same thing, that the goral is totally, that the goral doesn't find its completion, its conclusion until the Das Adam, until it plays a role in the Das Adam, or not? I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. But you see over here, definitely, in Avodah, definitely, the mere physical phenomenon of the goro does not do the job. I mean, it has to be realized in the Das Adam of the Kahana. Okay, it's an interesting concept. An interesting concept, but that seems to be the idea. The concept of Seder Avoda is not that every Hazoya has a Chalos. It means that a Hazoya that Shaloka Sidron has no Chalos. Okay? That's why if you do the Dama Soy before the Dama Par, it doesn't pass the Dama. It doesn't interfere with the Dama Par. Okay? Dama Par is fine. Now just do Dama Soy again. Because there's no Chalos Hazoya unless, that's what it means, Ma'akev. Ma'akev means it's Ma'akev what? Not Ma'akev from the mitzvah. It's Ma'akev in the Chalos Hazoya. So therefore, if the Dama Soya precedes the Dama Par, so you have a Ma'akev in the Chalos Hazoya, so it's not, there was no Hazoya. So now you have Dama Par. So now I do Dama Soya afterwards, so the Dama Soya is qualified because it's Kisidron. Right? I mean, that's the concept. That's what it means, Kisidron. That's what it means, Seder Ma'akev. It doesn't mean Seder Ma'akev like you think, that if you put two before once, and that one's not right. No, two before one doesn't affect one. It affects two. Affects two, will not affect one. Okay? That's the halacha. Okay, so it works in terms of halacha terms. Okay? That's how it works. Dam par dam asar. So now everybody agrees that with big day, that anything that's nasa bifnim is a ma'akev. That the seder is essential, and if you upset the seder, so there's no kiyam asar. Okay? That everybody agrees. But the machloikis is by dvarim anasim the big day love on nebachutz. Okay, so dvarim anasim love nebachutz. Yeah, let's just leave it. Okay, but dvarim anasim big day love on nebachutz. Okay, machloikis shonim whatever it is a machloikis whether it's ma'akev or not. Okay. So now we're dealing with agrola. And agrola is definitely a davar hanasa big day love of me bachutz, right? So the Gemara says that this machlokas is contingent on a prior machlokas. And how if you hold big day love of me bachutz is not ma'akev, which is whose position? Rabbi Yehuda. So then there's no problem. Then Agrola, then Rabbi Yanai would never say Agrola's market. But if you hold like Rabbi Yanai, I mean like Rabbi Nechemsah, like Rabbi Nechemya, that what? That big deal of me b'chutz is ma'akev the Seder. So then, that's ma'chlagas. So Rabbi Yanai says, the Seder is ma'akev, so the Agrola is ma'akev. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? He doesn't argue on the concept of the Seder's market or the Agrola's market. That he agrees with. But he says that the Seder's only ma'akev when it comes to avoda. But when it's not avoda, which is Agrola's, not an avoda, so it's not ma'akev. I get stuck with Shkita. But the Avoda is an essential asiya in the Gufa carbon. Okay? A lot of things are not Avoda. Okay. The Gemara says it's totally in the term chukah. Okay. Is chukah going only on the question? The two questions we have to analyze. One question is just because the Seder is not ma'akev, if the Seder is ma'akev, certainly Agrola is ma'akev. But if the Seder is not ma'akev, where do you have a right to say that you can just get rid of Agrola? I mean, that's not logical. Okay? And that's a position in the Gemara later, that's Mem Amud Aleph on the bottom. But it seems to make sense. It seems to make sense. So that's one question. And the second question is, what's the machlokas between Rev Yehuda and Rev Nechemya? Okay, Rev Yehuda says that only Dvar Manasim me the Fnim Amakev, and Rav Nechemya says, no, even Dvar Manasim me glav me b'chutz. What's the machlokas over there? Because it's totally in the word chukah. Okay, so what's the concept, I mean? What's the concept there? Yeah. All right, so I was thinking of a simple approach, okay? that the difference between Pnim and with this, I think we answer both questions. The difference between Pnim and Chutz is one thing. You see that the Mandamar, according to Rav Yehuda, he holds that Big Dilov Mebuchutz you could be Mishana said, but not Big Dilov Mebuchnem. Why? Because it says Chukah. What does Chukah mean? Chukah means there can't be any Shiuri. Can't be any Shiuri. So in Pnim there can't be any Shiuri. Lefnai v'lefnim there can't be any Shiuri. Shiuri is apostle. So that's why I say it apostle. Okay. The machlokas is whether Big Dilov Mebuchutz because of Achas Bashana. The concept, I mean, the way the Gemara is out to mute them, that's something else. But the concept is, since in Avodah, you're right, since in Avodah Achas Bashana, that the whole, that there can't be any Shinui in the Avodah's Kohen Gadol, in the Avodah's Hayom of Yom Kippur. There can't be any Shinui. But the concept is Shinui. And Chukah is the idea of Shinui. That's what Chukah means. Chok. See? Chukah. I means can't be any Shinui over here. So, even though the elements are, you see, if you're going to say it's one kiyum, that's a different concept. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that there's two ways to say that order is no good. One way to say order is no good because it's completely one entity, and once you change the order, you don't have the entity.
Right.
You see? Or else you could say no. You have the elements, but there's another concept there that's destroying it, and that is there's a shinui. It's still a shinui, you see? And the shinui is a posel. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's not that the elements are not there because they're one kiyum. They're there. But the posel is the fact that there's a shinui. And you mishan in the seder. So kodshei kodashim does not tolerate any shinui. And it's a concept in Migdash in general. But you can understand why in Yom HaKippurim this idea is essential. And Kaparas Panim. I was saying, as far as the Rambam Rashi is, in terms of what's Panim, see, there I think the concept of Kiyam would apply. If it's a Kiyam Migdosh, so then the Hazoya, even on the Parochas, on the Mizbeach, is also part of the Kiyam Migdosh. But if it's a concept of Makom, of the Fnai V'Lefnim, you see, that doesn't tolerate Nishinui, then that's the question. That's Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Is it a concept of Makom, Lefnai V'Lefnim doesn't tolerate any Shinui? Or is it a concept that the Kiyum Migdash of the Avodas Hayom in Migdash doesn't tolerate any Shinui? Then even Hazor of the Parochas on the Mizbech is also included. But, excuse me, in other words, one key in Migdash. It's one key in Migdash. The Hazoy is a one key in Migdash. Part of it's Pnim and part of it's Bechutz, but it's one key in Migdash. You see? So all the Hazoys would be considered Pnim. Doesn't matter if it was done outside, I mean, it's all part of one key in Migdash. The key in Migdash of Hazoy. Hazoy. So that's Machlokes. Well, let's leave that for a moment. The question, now we can understand the other question. What was the other question we raised? By Agrola. That why do you say if Seder is not Ma'akev, so Agrola is not Ma'akev? Why? Very simply. Because Agrola has a function of what? Of Koveya. But we have another Koveya. Kriyas Shem. So why should Agrola be necessary? Or why should you say Agrola is Ma'akev? We shouldn't say Agrola is Ma'akev. There's no reason to say Agrola is Ma'akev. It doesn't make any sense to say Agrola is Ma'akev. Because Agrola is a functional phenomenon. And you have the same function can be accomplished with Kriyas Shem. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Why is Agrola Ma'akev? Shinui. Shinui. Same thing as Seder. Because it's a Shinui. And once the character of Shinui is displayed, it's a poso. It's a poso. So that's why the Gemara says that, but it's where it's big the love me b'chutz. So if you say like Rav Yehuda that the only thing that doesn't tolerate shinui is pnim, so then Hagrola tolerates shinui. So shinui seder, and even to dispense with it. But if you say that what? If you say that avodas chutz The big deal of on is also chukah, because it's achas bashana, special avodah, and that doesn't tolerate any shinui. So then you can't do away with agrola. What? One second. You can't do away with agrola because it's a shinui in the avodas chutz. And what the kind does big love mevuchatz, okay? Okay, that would explain Rabbi Yana. But let's say Rabbi Yechon. See, now Rabbi Yechon's position comes out very good, because what does Rabbi Yechon say? That I grow love avodah. That's precisely what he's saying. Rabbi Yechon says that makes sense if you're dealing with avodah, can't tolerate any shinui. But ma'aseh hakabanos, shouldn't matter shinui. Rabbi Yechon's argument is a good argument. Rabbi Yechon says, since there's a concept of shinui in chukah, and that includes what? Avodah's big deal of mibachutz, but it should only be an avodah. Avodah can't tolerate shinui. But ma'aseh hagrola is not included in avodah, so why should that require that there can't be any character of shinui and shinui's apostle? I mean, that's a good question. Rabbi Yechon's position is difficult. Okay? All right. Okay. Yeah, so there's one thing we have to go back on. I was talking with Danny Wolf, but it's the same problem you raised over there. We wanted to answer the Gemara in the Memo of Days. Okay. Sholo Talmidav Shavi Akiva. Allah Besmol Mashi Azul Yamin. Right? So Amalem Al Titnu Makam Zukum Larados. Time adulted among the Zugun Rada. So, Lavachimajunle, Vamed Agrola Mahakva, Akivin the Kavate Smol, Hechamajunle. So, we asked the question, we said, and if Agrola is not Makav, it's Lukavet. I mean, you know, the Mandam holds Agrola is not Makav, doesn't hold nothing. Since it's in the Torah, what is it doing there? Right? That was the question. So, my answer was that Rashi emphasizes the concept of Das. Right, that really it's not the hagrola, it's not the mechanical act of hagrola that does it, but it's really the das that does it. Because Rashi says it in a few places, right? So we wanted to say that if it comes up in small and he wants to switch it to yamin, so then it lacks in das because his das is not in line with the girl. Right? So Yaakov pointed out. And your father the same point, which I think they're right, namely that's we're using das in two senses here. In one sense das is the das your knowledge, and the other sense we're using das as ratzon. In other words, when he picks it up in the small, and then he wants to switch it to the yamin, it doesn't lack in his das. He knows what it is, but his ratzon is against it. You see, his ratzon is against it. So how we're equating two things that are of a totally different nature. All right, it's true the das is kaveya because without the das is no girl, but nevertheless, even though he has a mind to move it from small to yamin, but his das knows that it's small, so the small so it's kavua. Right? Yeah. Yeah, on the pasuk v'chi sizbuchu zevach todo. Okay, what? Just a. It's on daf. It's chul daf yigimel ma'af. Okay, on the pasuk v'chi sizbuchu zevach todo la Hashem l'tzon chem tizbuchu. Right. So Rashi quotes, l'tzon chem means it's for you, not for God. It's for you. Okay, that's basically the difference between the idolatrous idea of God and the true idea of God. In the idolatrous idea, you help the God. Asher chelav zevachem o yachelav. Yishtu yein esichom. That's the character of it, you say. But in Yahadis, if a person believes that, he's a kofar bigger. Okay. So that's the pasuk. He says, b'chu zevachem o yachelav letzon chem tizbachu. That's the plain shot. But there's another halacha that the Gemara derives from that very same pasuk, and the Gemara says, "Boy minei shmo meravuna daf yigimel amar alef minayin lemesasek bekadoshim shu pasul Shenema v'shachar is ben abakar. Shetehei shchita l'shem ben bakar. Shetehei shchita l'shem ben bakar. Okay. Yes, a Rashi learns minayin l'mesasek b'kachim shupasul. Kloma minayin l'mesasek shupasul b'kachim. Gam mesasek b'sakin lag bio l'zorko v'shachat b'kachim. Shelo neschavin l'shem shchita. Avon neschavin l'shem shchita ba'alma kosher. Shita ba'alma is kosher. Elo shelo olo l'shem ba'alma l'shem chava. Also Rashi is a question of mesasek and kachim. Is a question... If he shouldn't be a real masasek. In other words, he's just throwing the knife and he doesn't know what he's doing in Shechs the Behema. Right? So, that's what Rashi learns. So, Kamash Malon, that, the Gemara says, Amal Adenuhi, Lakev Minayin, Ritzonchem Tizbuchu, Ledaitchem Tizbuchu, Ritzonchem Ledaitchem. So, the way Rashi learns, Ledaitchem means just having knowledge of Shechita. Okay. Although Rashi says neschavin l'shem shchita, but in the first half he says mesasik means mesasik besakin, like bio lozorko. Okay, that's what you're trying to exclude, right? But Taisa has a question. Taisa says pishkun is mesasik besakin like bio lozorko over kosher. I got the filu b'chum pasul, rabban. The filu neschavin l'chaticha, gan l'notzah b'kotzel, k'nebuch perik beis, achi ischavin l'chaticha simonim. So what is Rashi saying? The Gemara is saying, hey, no, how do you know Masasek and Kachim is no good? And what is Rashi explaining? That it means he throws it at the wall and he didn't have in mind to do Shechit at all. So Taisa says that's no good even in Chulin. That's nothing. That's a real Masasek. It's nothing. Okay? So what is Gemara saying Masasek and Kachim? Okay? So Taisa's answers, he says like this. He says, "V'nira dahai mesasek bekotchim hainu de meschaven lachaticha simonim." He's meschaven to cut the simonim, so he's not mesasek in terms of maisa. Okay, v'lo l'shem zvicha. Okay, but it's not for zvicha, for the category, the halachic category of zvicha. It's just chaticha simonim. Okay. The Bechulin Kashi or Bekachim Pasul. That's what Taisa answers. Okay? Yeah, that's Taisa answer. So, and on that the Pasuk says, where he says, Lachet Minayin Talmud Loma L'Ritzonchem Tizbuchu L'Daitchem Tizbuchu. So what does L'Daitchem mean over there? L'Daitchem means what? L'Shem Zvicha. So it means that in Kachim, the categorical halachic entity must be known to the performer. Okay? Mashain came to Chulin, there's no halacha like that. Because like I mentioned to you in general, that in Kachim, Das plays a different role. You see, for instance, like Tefillah. So by Tefillah, for Nida, for Isser, so you don't have to have a das at all. Even if the woman falls in, it's good. But for kachim, you have to have a kavana, by kavana. And all the sugis and pigul, das plays a different role. So over here you see, what is the underlying idea by das over here? The idea, l'daitchem tizbuchu, it means that you have to have knowledge of the halacha category. Not just factual knowledge. Okay? What? Shechita lav avoda, but anyways, but whatever that means, it's a complicated. I know, yeah, I know. No, one second. Even by tefillah, tefillah for kachim requires kavana. It requires kavana. Excuse me, but anyways, in kachim in general, das plays a different role. Das plays a different role in kachim. So the concept over here, by hagrola, when we say das, the das is koveya. It doesn't mean just the intellectual knowledge. That wouldn't be koveya. Well, what's koveya is the das that this is a koveya. The das that this is a koveya is what creates the kvias. You see, like l'tzonchem, and l'tzonchem is very good because l'tzonchem means rotzen. So it means the das that, this entity, when he sees it in his hand, is a koveya, is what creates the kvish, just like by shchita. Okay, the das that there's a category of shchita. Okay, so that's why if it's all a bimin and he takes a look at an bimin and he has das that this is koveya, so then it's fine. But when he takes a look at a bismol and he wants to switch it to yamin, so there's no das koveya. I mean, you have to say it like this. Let's say by zvicha. What does it mean? It means when he does it, it has to be l'shem zvicha.
Right.
So l'shem zvicha means l'shem kiyum zvicha.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, so now by the agrola as well, when he looks at it, it has to be l'shem kvias. It has to be, it's l'tzonchan, it has to be l'shem kvias. So if when he looks at it in his left hand and he wants to switch it to his right, it's not l'shem kvias. So that's why, that's what the Gemara means. That, see, the das, Rashi just mentions das. But Rashi's not going further. I don't know how to answer Rashi and Chulam, it's a different story. But Rashi's not going further, but what he means is the das of Kachin. The das of, with regard to Kachin, not das of just intellectual yadir. So that really takes, even Rashi actually holds away in Chulam, because he says, "Avon eschavin l'shum shchita ba'alma is kosher." Shchita ba'alma, but he also switched to shchita. I don't know, but Rashi's difficult. But regardless, the idea is that das in kachim is different. In kachim, the das is l'shem zvicha, that the zvicha should be a zvicha, a halachic fana, halachic kiyum zvicha. So over here too, his das is in kachim is not enough that he knows the facts. But his knowledge, he has to be in line with his knowledge. So he has to look at the ballot and at the Goral, and he has to have in mind that it's a Koveya. In mind that it's a Koveya. If he doesn't have in mind it's a Koveya, then just looking at it, knowing intellectually, it plays no role. See, in Avodah is different. Avodah is different. Okay. So that would explain the Gemara. We needed this last point because otherwise you were right. I mean, let's think about it. You were right. There's two different das. But you see, the das in kachim is that other type of das. Is really that other type of das. Lirtzonchem tizbuch. I mean, the pasuk says lirtzonchem. Ratzon. The word ratzon is in the pasuk. So ratzon means that his will is in line with the halachic institution, and he wants the halachic institution. Okay, if it's not, so then that's not really that locks in the gavra as insofar as das is concerned. So it comes out. So that's why they asked Rabbi Akiva, could they switch? So if you say so, it all boils down to one question: if the das is no good, so then it won't be nitfas, right? So that's not the problem, but the problem is you're doing away with the hagrola. So that's what the Gemara says. So that depends if Agrola Makfa or Agrola Lo Makfa. Okay? That's the Gemara's question.
Oh, because since Agrola is in the context of since the event, you require that type of das over here.
That's right.
That's why I tell Agrola and Makfa.
That's right.
You don't require
that. That's
it's
right.
Part of the thing that's not required anyway.
That's right. Rashi, what's Rashi? Rashi explains the stukim differently than Rabbeinu Chanan. We explain Rabbeinu Chanan this time. What's Rashi's explanation? He says you'll be doing what you want. Because that was really the criticism of the tzedukim on the Prushim. Why? Because the tzedukim said, we follow the Torah. We follow the letter of the law. And you guys came along. You made new things. And you want, and once you made a whole new, abstract, removed system, the reason you did that is because that allows you to make changes and do things the way you want. So this would fall right into their hands. You see? They say, see, that's it. Now, it is the proof that what we've been saying all along, that you just want to follow your own desires, yeah. And that was the criticism. That's Rashi. Rashi says this will be the fall into their hands. Okay, yes. The only reason I think, why would they, it's a good question, why would they do it? Let's say, for instance, Hagrola lo makva. So still, but why not go the Hagrola?
That's the mitzvah.
That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah. Why do away with the mitzvah of Hagrola?
Right.
Yeah, what do you say? The only answer I can think of is that, I mean, it could be at that time there was a reason why they wanted to do it. Because of the Kvod Hashem. That, you know what I mean? Because it must have been something with the people there. That they had a reason to do it. Otherwise, of course, they wouldn't do it.
Maybe coming on the right was like a thing. Maybe
coming on the right, I see it always just come up on the right.
Not happy anymore.
And then not happy anymore. You don't have to know what was going on there. Apparently something was going on for some reason that it would be beneficial for the Am to switch it to the right.
What?
That's what Taisus means, the Das Vicha. It means that the institution of Shechita should be a halachic reality. So over here, when he looks at the Goro, so it's not just the knowledge, the intellectual knowledge, but he has to have in mind that this is the Koveya. And this, his Das is that this should be Koveya. L'shem Kvias. L'shem Kvias. But if he's going to switch it, it's not L'shem Kvias anymore. You see? It's a knowledge of an Oved. Otherwise, what is he knowledge for? I mean, as long as he has Kavan, it's enough. Chatecha Simonim is all we need. But by an Oved, it lacks in his knowledge, as an Oved. Rashi Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Right from Rashi Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that the Svar is Shino. He says, Rashi says it a couple of times. Rashi on Elasori in the Makav is a Parmai Niyu. It's about the middle of the semi-wide lines. He says, the name Alosh im Shino lahaktim es shel par lafonel. So he used the word Shino. And then again, he says in the next Rashi, Chukok Sivabu. Do'a filo rabbita mother da'at v'aman asim efnim ksiv chukok v'arei Shino zeb avodas penem. Say that right?
Yep.
Okay. So the concept is Shinoi. Can't be any Shinoi. That's the concept. It's not, that machlok is defined. Is Allah in the makom of lefnai v'lefnim? Or is it Allah in the kiyum migdosh of achas bashana? It can't be Mishana and the key and anything has to do with the key and Migdash of Achaz Bashan. Yes. Ram and Rashi. Right. And according to Rashi, it's Allah in the Makom. According to the Ramam, it's Allah in the Kiyum. Right. But the Machlag is Ibn Chemi and Rabbi Yehuda. Simply, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Allah in the Avodas Panim. No, according to the Ram, it's the Kiyum Avodas Panim. And all the Azos are one Kiyum Avodas Panim. So that's what we said the difference is. According to Rashi, it's the Makom Dafka of Pnim. But the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Nechemya, that's a different question. The question is it Alocha and Avodas Pnim? Now, how you define Avodas Pnim is different. Okay? That's separate. Is it defined in the Kiyum of Avodas Pnim, all the Azos or not? That's a separate question. But is it Alocha and Avodas Pnim, or is it Alocha in the Avodas Nasis Achas Bashana? It's Achas Bashana. And the Achas Bashana, there can't be any Shinui in the Kiyum Migdash of Achas Bashana. Okay? That's Reb Nechemya. Okay? And even Mibachutz. But we left off with one question. That Reb Yochanan's argument, but the question we were left with is Reb Yochanan's question on Reb Yanai. Because Reb Yochanan says, that's good, according to Reb Nechemya, that you can't have any Shinui in the whole system that's in the Achas Bashana system. That's true with regard to Avoda. But Hagrola is Lav Avoda. Is Lav Avoda. How does Rabbi Yana answer that question? By Hanacha, the mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yana, so that's no problem. Because there are many things that are the mitzvah, and if you omit them, that's not a Shinui. But in Hagrola or Kriyas Shem, that is by definition a Shinui, because it's a function, and you're using a different function. So that by definition has to be a Shinui. So that's the question. So the question is, that why isn't that a Shinui in the Seder? Because the Seder is you do Vidui Rishon, and then you don't immediately do Vidui Sheni, but there's a break. With in between Vidui Rishon and Vidui Sheni, what do you have? You have Hagrola. So Hagrola is supposed to be interspersed. So you're not supposed to go from Vidui Rishon to Vidui Sheni. So why isn't that a change in Seder also? Change in Seder, it's a difference in Seder. Yes? In other words, it's impossible to say that Hagrol is not part of Seder Avodah Sayon. Because after Vidui Rishon, he's Chayiv in Hagrola. That's the Seder. Okay, I mean, what is this? It's non-existent. There's no Seder for it. That and it just happens optionally to be there. No, it's definitely part of Seder Avodah. The only thing is when we speak about Seder Avodah, we speak about it in two different frameworks. In one framework, you're talking about the Kiyum Seder in Avodah. There's a Kiyum Seder in the Cheftz Shel Avodah. So you say Avodah A precedes Avodah B, so if you don't have the Avodah A, so then in the Kiyum Cheftz of Seder of the second Avodah, it's lacking. Okay? Because the second Avodah required an antecedent. And it doesn't have one. So therefore, the Cheftz is lacking as an Avodah in terms of Seder. Okay, that everybody agrees is a Shinui. But in terms of Seder, Maisei Avodah, Hagrola is included in Maisei Avodah. Because that's what it is. He has to do the Vidui, and then after Vidui, he has to do Hagrola. That's the Seder Avodah Sayon. You can't say it's not the Seder. I mean, look at Rashi and Chumash. The Seder, Father. That's the Seder. That it's an element in Seder Avodah. There's no question about it. But it's not an element in terms of the Cheftz Shel Avodah to passel the Cheftz Shel Avodah and to say it was Nasas Shel Ol HaSeder. Okay, that you can't say because the Machshir was the previous Avodah, not the Agrola. So that's what Biachan says. That with regard to so Hagrola is lav avodahi, so therefore there's no din shinui in the cheftz shel avodah. Okay, and that's the only shinui that's a posel. Whereas Rabbi Yanai says it's not necessary to have a shinui in terms of the cheftz shel avodah to posel on Yom Kippur, but even the shinui in terms of the maisei avodah. Will passel. In terms of the Maisei Avodah. In terms of Maisei Avodah, is definitely, there's a Seder there. I mean, there is a Seder. It's in the Pasuk. Yeah, what?
Rashi says, in that Rashi, when he talks about the Seder, he says,
yes. That's right. That's right. Rashi says, Seder Avodah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. He says, Kachi in the Chumash. Oh, it's impossible to say otherwise. It's part of Seder Avodah. Seder Maisei Avodah. But when you speak about Seder in terms of the Cheftz Shel Avodah, that's a different concept of Seder. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and between whom? Rabbi Yanai. Whether Shinui, which is a posel on Yom Kippur, is a posel only in terms of Cheftz, that's Rabbi Yochanan, or is it a posel even in terms of Maisa? Okay? So the thing is, so there's a halacha of Seder. Correct. It can't be Mishana, yeah. But the thing is like this. This is the last point. Last point is like this: that why can't you be Mishana and Seder Avodah? Because the Gavra of the Kohen Gadol cannot be a Mishana. That was his far. You follow? That's the far. Because that's the reason. The reason is because the Gavra of the Kohen Gadol cannot be a Mishana, and since there is a Seder. So that's why, if he's Mishana, so now the Gavra, the Kohen Gadol, is a Mishana. And he can't be Mishana, but then when he's over, Big Day Lovan Achas Vashana. Okay, the Psul is in the Gavra, not the Psul in the Cheftz of the Avodah, that the Cheftz of Avodah is lacking our Seder. Okay, so now, if instead of doing what? Instead of doing Hagrola, he does Kriyas Shem, he's the biggest Mishana. He's the biggest Mishana. And that's what's number.
Okay.
In other words, what we're saying is that there's two types of Seder. One type of Seder is Seder in the Kiyum Cheftz Shel Avodah. The other type of Seder is the Seder Maasei Avodah. And Rabbi Yanai that says he can't make his shinui in the Seder Maasei Avodah, the reason is because the Gavra, the Kohen Gadol, when he's Oved Bevig De Lova on Achas Vashana, cannot be a Mashana. And in terms of the Gavra, he will be a Mashana. So that's why he can't do away with Hagrola and use Kriya Shem instead, because then he'd be the biggest Mashana. as a gaffer. That's the answer. Okay? So there's another possible pshat in Rashi that maybe is a smoother pshat. And we'll answer both kashas. Kasha here in Rashi and the kasha in the Gemara and the Mem on Beis. All right? Let me run it by you. Maybe what Rashi is saying is like this. That if it's not ma'akev, so then it's just l'mitzvah. Right? It's just l'mitzvah. If it's ma'akev, so then it's not simply l'mitzvah. It's the only method of determination. Okay? So the thought occurred to me that I couldn't go further. The thought occurred to me that maybe what Rashi means is like this, that if it's l'mitzvah only, so then the only thing you need is that the determination should be made through the girl. Okay? That's all. So therefore, it wouldn't take, you don't have to stop and take a look and be kaveya. But it'll be nikva naturally through the hanacha. Okay? But if you say it's ma'akev, so then it has a tzuras ha-mitzvah, so the tzuras ha-mitzvah is to do it right away. But I couldn't, something was lacking. Why should it be that way? Even if I say it's l'mitzvah, so why shouldn't I say it's the same method as the mandam of the holds ma'akev? I couldn't get past that point. But then one thing occurred to me. I'm running to buy you now. It occurred to me is like this. What occurred to me is like this. That if you say that Kriyas Shem is really Koveya, then you hold it's not Makev. Right? Because Kriyas Shem is Koveya. So then the Kriyas Shem of Sohochatas will be the Koveya. When he says Lashem Chatas. Okay, and the only thing you need, the kiyum, the mitzvah, is that it should be through the agrola. Okay, because since your whole kriya shem is koveya, so you have a kriya shem.
Even when you do agrola.
Even when you do agrola, you have a kriya shem.
It's not only kriya shem
koveya. No, if you, yeah, it, what? That's correct. That I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe there's some flaw in this reasoning. I'm just thinking out loud. But why can't you say that if you hold Kriya Shem is Koveya, so the Kriya Shem of Lashem Chatas is the Koveya? And what's the L'mitzvah? The L'mitzvah, you only have to say the least amount in a limud. You always only say the least amount. Okay, that's the derech hashas. Right, that's derech hatorah. You always say the least. So if you know that kriya shem is koveya, so you have a kriya shem. So what's the l'mitzvah? The l'mitzvah is that this kriya shem was determined by the agrola. So the l'mitzvah is that the soyer was determined, the seerim was determined through agrola. But you have already the koveya kriya shem. So then there's no reason to stop after the agrola and check and look and have your dia be kaveya. Because you have your kaveya, your general kaveya of kriya shem, which is vaso achatas, okay? Vaso achatas. So what do I read into the parsha? I only read in one thing, that agrola is l'mitzvah. And what's the l'mitzvah in agrola? That the agrola is the determinant. Okay? Does it work? Does it work out? You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is like this. That you, how you read the parsha will depend upon if you hold Kriya Shem is a Koveya. If you hold Kriya Shem is not a Koveya, because it's Ma'akev, so then only the Agrola is a Koveya. So then you have to have a Koveya of Agrola. What's the Koveya of Agrola? Right after the agrola, you take a look and you check which is the right, which is the left, and that's the koveya. Okay? But if you say that kriya shem is koveya, so always, so over here you have a kriya shem already. Vasa ochatos. So what is the lamitzvah? The lamitzvah is that the se'irim should be determined via the agrola. And that's happening. That's happening. Okay, so then, if that's the case, so then it won't be nikva until he's kore, you are so chatas.
What if he wasn't?
What?
What if he wasn't?
Yeah. Wasn't it Rashi to learn the way?
No.
Rashi and Chumash. Once I Rashi and Chumash, didn't Rashi and Chumash? Yeah, I understand my mind. But that's... What? That's a tiyufta. That's right. That was one of the kashas. But Rashi and the Chumash could be going according to the mandamah that holds agrola lo matva. So what? It's good for Rashi. I'll explain the Rashi. And it would answer both kashas. Of course, that's why you could switch it. Because it's not nikva until you have kriyas shem. So you could switch it. So the only thing you're going to do when you switch it is that you lose the kiyum agrola. You lose the lemitzvah of agrola. And the Gemara in the Mem on the base goes smoothly. Okay? There's only one thing that bothers me about this. Yeah? In other words, there's no halacha of stopping right after the agrola and have the maisa agrola be the koveya. Because you don't need that. Since kriyas shem could be koveya. And there is a kriyas shem. So then what is the lemitzvah? The lemitzvah is that it should be determined through agrola. So that would answer both kashas. That's why Rashi says lefichach, according to, be smoother. Lefichach, therefore, according to the mandamar agrola's ma'akev, this is what you have to do because there's no kriya shem is nothing. But according to the other mandamar, where kriya shem is effective, so you have a kriya shem in the parsha. What's the limit? So the limit is that the agrola should function to determine which is the Lashem and which is Lazozo. Okay? There's only one thing that bothers me about this here. What we're saying here now is like this, that what agrola is going to be determined by whether you say agrola, whether you say Kriya Shem is the Koveya, or whether you say you can't use Kriya Shem over here. Okay, because if you're going to say you can't use Kriya Shem, if you say Kriya Shem is the Koveya, so then the Hagrola is Lemitzvah. But it doesn't make sense to say that the Hagrola, if you don't have the Hagrola, it's Ma'akev. Because the Kriya Shem is the real Koveya, so then it makes sense in that format that it's only Lemitzvah. But if you say Hagrola is Ma'akevis, so it doesn't make sense to say that way. So therefore you have to say the Hagrola itself is the Koveya. I don't see what's wrong with that. No, what we're saying is that the formula emerges naturally from the svara of how it works. If you say it's ma'akev, so that means there's no kriya shem. So the hagrola is the only institution. So then you must immediately, like lefichach, that's what Rashi says, lefichach, you must immediately do what Rashi says. Okay, but if you hold that kriya shem is the koveya, so then there's no need. Then we only ain loch bal limuda. So the plain shot in the pasuk is that the agrola is just a determinant. So if it's just a determinant, so it's not ma'akev. Because that doesn't make any sense to say. If the kriya shem is a real koveya, it doesn't make any sense to say that the agrola is indispensable. Okay? It's lemitzvah. Because the kriya shem is the real koveya. Yes. Okay, the only thing that bothers me with this pshat is that you need it, where's your kriya shem lazazel? That's the only thing that bothers me in this pshat. See, Rashi and Chumash should be very good. But the only thing that bothers me is, where's your kriya shem lazazel? Yeah, the only thing is that Rashi says, v'im yikra koyin shem chatas ala echad, v'shem lazazel al chavero, hukfu below agrola. So Rashi doesn't seem to be learning this way, and at least in the next Rashi, because he seems to be saying that you have to be koveya l'azazel, and therefore there must be a kriya shem on both. for your Shem above. That's like the next Rashi. Next to that Rashi is not much like that. All right, we tried. It could be, it's a little bit dochek. It could be that what Rashi's saying is that if you have the goro, so then the kriya shame on the chatos suffices for both. Suffices for both, because they're both tied up together through the goro. Okay? So if they're independent seirim and you don't do any agrola at all, so then of course you have to have a kriya shame on Lashem Chatos, and you have to have a kriya shame on Lazoza. But if you do the goro, if in fact you do the goro, so since you have a goro, so they are tied up together, now the kriya shame of one will ipso facto be considered a kriya shame on both. I mean, you could say that. It's a little dochek, a little stretch over there. But you could say that if you want to maintain the status in Russia. It's a possibility.
What does Rashi mean when he says you
need both? Oh, of course, Rashi is very simple, because Rashi wants to show you a case where there's no agro. Because he wants to show agro lo makva, so he's giving you the case where there is no agrola at all. So that's why he says, and if the Kohen calls one Chatas and one Azazel, so then that's enough, because he's going on the case where, the furthest case, the case where the biggest Chiddush, you're going to Mandam Einam HaKev, you don't need it at all. Okay? But that's not to say that if you used it, that if you say Hashem Chatas, that is Koveya the Azazel as well. That is a possibility. And according to Rikud Amri, and the Tanah B'Kra Ashala, really according to Rav Yehuda, I mean according to Rav Nechemya, everybody holds Makev. Why? Because like we said, even when Avodah doesn't matter, because there's a Seder Parsha, Seder Asiyas Advaram, like the Rambam says. But according to Rav Yehuda, who holds the Bigdol of Mibuchutz is not included, so according to him, is the machlekes. So one man says the pasha that says not makif. The other man says no. Says ashal shal treizimni. So the Tesis is bothered if you're going to say that ashal treizimni. So that's shana lava kasuv of lakif. So how could you get away from that? How could you argue that? So Tesis says no. That's not a real shana lava kasuv. Why? Because the real shana lava kasuv is where it's b'derech tzivui. But over here, it's not b'derech tzivui. So this is not a shana lava kasuv. Oh, so now you're stuck. So how does the other mandama say that Rav Yanai, how does he say Shana Lava Kasav Lakev? It's not really a Shana Lava Kasav. So Taisus answers, because Chukah helps a little bit. Kivan in the Chukah Gamrin Likuva L'Sh'ar Min L'Sh'ar B'Parsha Gamrin Nami Mino La Grola Kivan the Tana Bar Kro Koldehu. It's a Koldehu. What?
But it's really because of
chukah. But it's really because of chukah, which is a ksas. Yeah. So a ksas and a kolda who comes out and makes that a whole entity, a whole phenomenon. And it could be Rashi argues, and that's why it says kroy yisera. Okay. I don't know about Rashi. I'll tell you why. No. Because Taisva says that Asher Ola really wouldn't be enough. Correct? But because you have Chukah, so that's why the Asher Ola works. What does Taisva mean? Because Chukah is a din in Shinui. That's the halacha of Chukah. So the Pasuk says, V'asor Asher Ola, it's mashma that the nature of the Soir is Asher Ola. And if you don't have Asher Ola as a kiyum in the Soyer, then it's a Shinui.
In the Soyer.
Then it's a Shinui. Then it'll be a Shinui. In other words, since the Pasuk says twice, V'asor Asher Ola Olav, so it means Asher Ola Olav twice, what is it telling you? It's telling you that that's the characteristic of the Soyer. Okay, so since it's telling you that's the characteristic of the Soyer, and we have a din of Chukah, of Shinui, so now since you have Chukah as a din that there can't be any Shinui in Pnim, so now when it says Asher Ola, so you're informed already to look out for the concept of Shino. You see? That's what Taisus means. That since Chukah tells you there can't be any Shinui, now already the framework of Shinui has been established. So now when the Pasuk says, Va'asoy Rasha, Allah, Allah, Va'goro, La'zozel, so the Torah is singling it out in a special manner, and it's saying that this is the Sawyer, so your mind knows Shinui. In other words, that's a Shinui that partakes of the character of Chukah. You see? That's what Taisus means.
That's success.
What?
Itself.
Right. It's not halacha in the goral itself. It's a halacha in the. It's telling you that the goral is a characteristic in the soil. But I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't know to say that if I didn't have a concept of shinui from chukah. But since you have a concept of shinui, a generic concept of shinui, with regard to the other things, so now I know when it says Asher Allah, don't make a shinui, but it must be the one that was Asher Allah. So Asher Allah means it's a kiyum in the thing itself, and if you don't have that, it'll be a shinui. Yes. No. What he's telling is like this, because it is Panim. It is Pnim, because the Sora Anasa Bifnim. So now it's telling you, that's what Taisus really means. Taisus means Chukah is Pnim, there can't be any Shinui. And now it says, Agar Alasha Olalav Asar Alashem, and Asher Olalav Asar Alazozel, and that's a characteristic in the Sora itself, so that'll be a Shinui in Pnim. Because when we'll be using the Dam of the Chatas Anasa Bifnim, so it'll be a Shinui. So it'll go back to Chukah. So what will postulate it really? What will postulate it really is chukah. Chukah really will postulate it. That's really what Taisha is saying. That chukah really is the posel. But the Asher Olah tells you that this is a characteristic of this. Why does Asher? What do I have to say every time Asher Olah? Why does it say Asher Olah? Hashem and a girl Asher Olah Vasola Lazozo. Okay? Because Asher Olah is a characteristic. So now it'll be a Shinui Pnim with the Sar and Asa Bifnim because of Chukah. So Chukah sets the stage, and then Asher Olah will tell you that this is a characteristic of the thing, and therefore it'll be a Psul and Pnim. But it'll be a Psul and Chukah. In other words, that the real Shinui Pnim is a Shinui in Seder HaZoyos. Okay, that's the real Shinui. In the Seder Azor of the Dam. Okay, that's the real Shinui. But over here, this Shinui is not a Shinui in the Seder Azos. It's not that kind of a Shinui, but it's a Shinui in terms of the quality of the Azor, of the Dam that you're being Maza. Right. So, Chukah tells you Shinui, and Shinui is a concept that can be expanded, and then Asher Olah tells you the expansion. It's like this. In other words, like this. That Lefnai v'Lefnim, there can't be any Shinui. Okay, now Shinui is where you really have a Shinui. You really have a change. But in Agrola, there's no real change. There's no real change in the Lefnai v'Lefnim. Do you follow? So there's no manifestation of change. Correct? But Asher Olah is telling you that even though this is not an absolute manifestation of change, but this comes under the psul of Shinui also. This also comes under the psul of Shinui. That's what Asher Olah tells you. Even though it's not really, it doesn't manifest Shinui, The real violation is to have to manifest Shinui and Lefnai v'Lefnim. Lefnai doesn't tolerate any Shinui. So that would mean a Shinui and Maisa. Okay? So ordinarily I'd say that only if you have an absolute Shinui and Maisa, that'll be a posel. Because Lefnai v'Lefnim doesn't tolerate Shinui. Okay? But since you're in the concept of Shinui, so Taisha says, so now, it says Asher Olah, Asher Olah, and it's telling you that that's a characteristic of the thing itself. So it's telling you that this is also going to be included in Shinui. in a secondary fashion.
They abstracted from
the
payment. They just said, now it's just a thing of shino.
That's correct. That's correct. They included it secondarily under chukah. That's a hani chukah ktsas. Hani chukah ktsas means that it's secondarily included under shinui. Because really, shinui has to be an overt shinui in something you do, in a maisa. And this is not an overt shinui in a maisa. But since it says asher Allah, asher Allah, so you see the Torah is trying to tell you something, that this has certain characters that must be there. So now it's telling you that in a secondary manner, this is going to be a posel because of shinui as well. So that's a hani chukah ktsas. It helps a little bit because the concept of shinui, it can drag it under the concept of shinui. Even though that's not the main meaning of shinui. But if the Torah wants to, it could say this is also a shinui in the chefza. But without chukah, you never could have done it, because it would be, you'd have nothing to include it under. I would say what? No, what we're saying is that if shinui pnim is a real overt shinui amaisa, okay. But since, you see, the Torah has a concept of a shinui in Maisa and Pnim, and now it says Asher Allah twice, so it's telling you that even though this is not a real shinui Maisa b'Pnim, but this is also going to partake in a psul of shinui. This shinui shouldn't be there either. This shinui shouldn't be there either. But that's Pnim. In other words, it's still, because chukah still is pnim. It's hard to get chukah out of pnim. Chukah has to be pnim. So in pnim, it's telling you there can't be any overt manifestation of shinui, which would never be a psul with regard to agrola. But since it's asher Allah shalah twice, so it's telling you that this is going to be an extension of the psul of chukah b'fnim. Even though the maisa, there's no maisa b'fnim, but the dam is going to be b'fnim. It's going to be dam. The dam that's going to be b'fnim is going to be a dam that's different. So it's going to come under that psul. It'll come under that psul. That's what Taisa is saying. Even though it wouldn't ordinarily have come under that psul, because ordinarily it would have to be an overt maisa and a shinu b'fnim. Not a shinu in the character of the dam. That wouldn't be a puzzle. But since Asher Allah twice, so it's saying, it's sealing the definition as being Goral. It must be the behemoth must be a Mugral. It must be Ali de Goral. So then it's telling you that this is also Torah also possible because of shinui.
Right. So you're saying
that's right. And what's the psul? What's the psul b'fnim? The psul. What's the psul of the if it's not if the animal's not a it's not a mugrel, it wasn't through the garol. So the psul is chukah. Pnim. Okay. You read the asher olah is it means that the asher olah that the animal must be determined by it must be mugrel. It must be determined that that's the character that its definition came about through goral. It's a result of goral. That's the very definition of the thing. So that's what's market.
So
clearly what Taisa is saying, that once you have the idea of shinui, now when it says asher olah, so it's telling you, make sure you're not mashana from that animal, from that animal has the characteristic of asher olah. Must be only asher olah. Nothing different. The machlekes in Taisvis, according to Taisvis, machlekes is, can you have a shana lava kosav la'akev where in conjunction with, because it's subsumed under a greater framework? That's the question. Do you have such a shana lava kosav la'akev? Well, you only can have a shana lava kosav la'akev where it's a tzivui. But you can't have a shana lava kosav la'akev where it's not a tzivui, but it just becomes something because of a greater frame of reference that endows it with a value. That's what Taisa says. That's the question. That's the machlokes. Okay? Okay. So what we wanted to say this, the question is agrola navoda or lava voda? So Avir Gemara says in Aflam Tesam Abbez, agrola lava voda. But Rashi later on Daf Mem Amar Aleph says it is Navoda. That's on Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Elolav, the Akhtim Matanos, the Par, Bifnin, Mikame Agrola, the Sawyer. The Akochachin Emotza Avodos Sawyer, Koda Matanos, the Par, Bifnin, Elazu, Ketan Lo Makfa. So you see, Rashi calls it an Avoda. So the question is it an Avoda? Is it not an Avoda? And the Rambam says that since if you hold Agrola's Ma'akeves, and that's what we hold, so what's the Lashon since it's Ma'akev?
Since
Ma'akev is possible, Zohar. So it's Mashmah, if it's not Ma'akev, it's Kosher Bazaar. It's Kosher Bazaar. Like Hanacha. Okay, like Hanacha. So why is it telling Ma'akev and not Ma'akev? And moreover, the question that the Taisa Shoshanim asks, how can Gemara before say that the Sgan does part of the Agrola? And even us, we hold the left hand of the Kohen Gadol is better than the Yamin of the Sgan, so that's why we say it's okay. But Mashma, that the Sgan is perfectly all right. That's the Taisa Shoshanim's question. So we wanted to answer these questions by saying the following. That in terms of Shioris, it is an Avoda. It is an Avoda. In terms of a Chefza Shel Avoda, it's not. Okay, it's the opposite of Shechita. See, Shechita really is Lav Avoda, but it is an Avoda. It's one of the Dalar Avodos. And as far as Pickle is concerned, 100% Avoda. Machsheva is Machsheva Paselos by Shechita. So the answer is, because Shechita really lacks in Shioris, because Shechita is even for Chulin. So it lacks in Shioris. So that's why it's not Pasul Bazaar. But over here is the opposite situation by Agrola. Agrola has a Din Shioris, but as a Cheftza, it's not really an Avoda, because it's really just a Hechsher, the Agrola. It's not really an Avoda in the carbon. Agrola. Yeah, Agrola is just is a part of Kvias. So it's not really an avoda in the Gufa Korba. Can't consider it an avoda. But in terms of Shioris, it's considered an avoda. So therefore, the Rambam says like this, that if it's mandatory, if it's ma'akev, so that means it's a part of the Shioris Hayom, which must be done only by the kind, only kasher by Kohen Gadol. But if it's dispensable, lo makva, so then Fazor did it, so the Kohen Gadol isn't lacking in Shioris, because you don't need it all together. So it's not lacking in Shioris Hayom. So it's kosher. But if it's Ma'akev, so then it's a necessary component of the whole Seder Shioris Hayom. So it'll be possible than anybody else, unless the Kohen Gadol. And then perhaps we can answer the other question also, why is it kosher by Sgan? Because since it's a din in Shioris, and the Sgan is, like the Rambam explains, is really the one that's Mamuna for the cover of the Kohen Gadol, like the Rambam says in Perek Dal Lachat HaZayim, Man Kohen Echod, Yil Kohen Gadol, Kohen Mishnah L'melech, V'nikra Sgan, V'nikra Mamuna, Yomad Li'min Kohen Gadol Tamid, V'zer Kovar Ulo, V'chol HaKohanim Mitachas Yad HaSgan. Okay? Interesting thing. Yeah. So therefore, this Gan has the separate status of serving the Kohen Gadol. His whole existence is L'shamesh HaKohen Gadol. So therefore, in terms of Shioris, it's really the Shioris of the Kohen Gadol. It's a Kiyum in the Shioris of the Kohen Gadol. Okay. On the question, Aaron asked me a question. Of course, the Taish Hashanim asks, why don't you use Mashuach Melchama instead of Sgan? So he says, Mishameva, the answer is good. Because the answer is Mishameva, we can interpret it. What it means is that since it's Mishamash Bechas Begadim, the Mashuach Melchama, so he's a competitor to the Kohen Gadol. So he can't be considered as subsumed under the Shioris of the Kohen Gadol. But still, I mean, what was his question? All right, something to think about. I don't know. But the Rav had a whole different approach in the Harei Kedem. The difficulty we have with the Rav's approach is that Rashi seems to say that the Koveya, each Gorol is Koveya, each Behema. That Rashi Dibra Maskel Rashi Divamascho Alias Goro Mitoch Kafi Markevis. He says, Ezol Bimindi Esar Shal Min Nikfabov, Ezol Bismovi Esar Shal Smol Nikfabov. So, according, take a look at the Rav Stara there. It's a very nice piece, but the difficulty we had was with the Rashi. Okay. It's in Rav Michal Shurkin Sefer Harei Kedem and on the Ma'adim. Chelik Alef Chavez. Alef Yom Kippur. Okay. Okay.
Really?
All right.
So are you changing from what you said?
Okay. The question of the how it works, the chukah and the ola, right? Asher ola. Right? So what does the Taisus mean? We said it'll have to do with Pnim. But I think he's right. I'll tell you what's bothering me about Pnim, because Azazel is not Pnim. You know what I mean? It seems to be a definition, an intrinsic definition in the Gufa Seira, in the Seira. Do you know what I mean? So Ahani Chuka Ktsas, John was bothered with what's the Chuka Ktsas, right? Ahani Chuka Ktsas is very good, because it means, Ktsas means it's not Pnim, but it's the idea of Chuka. That's the Ktsas. You see? The Ktsas, it's not really Pnim. It's really Chutz. But you see, there's a din chukav shinui in pnim, so therefore it means that shinui somehow or other, the shinui may be restricted to a psul in pnim, but the concept of shinui is apparently pervasive there. You see, doesn't he say l'shor mili sheba parsha? Kivin mechugam min likuvu l'shor mili sheba parsha. It means Shor Mili Sheba Parsha. Taisus is saying that the concept of Shinui is not alien to the rest of the Seder Avodah. It incorporates Shor Mili Sheba Parsha. So this could be subsumed under that. It's capable, even though it's chutz, it's still capable to be subsumed under the chukah, which is pnim. That's what Taisus is trying to say. But it's chutz. See, it's chutz. It's mashma very much lashon taisus. That's what he's trying to say. That since it goes on shor mili sheba parsha, what does it mean? The language shor mili sheba parsha means the other thing. They're all on it. They're all in the parsha. They're all in the parsha. So if they're all in the parsha, they're all subject to shina. The concept of shina. They're subject to shina. So chukah zahanik tzas. It's very good lashon taisus. Zahanik tzas. As long as you have the Ashelo Ola, Trey Zimni, to alert you that Chukah applies here. Because Asher Ola by itself you wouldn't say Shana Lova Kasulakev, because it's not Bederach Tzivu, like that shows, and the Psukim have to be there. There's a consistency in all the Psukim. So the Asher Ola is unique. Because it's not Balash and Tzivui. But in this case, it'll help because it'll be subsumed under Chukah. Under Chukah. That's what it is. That's clear. That's what Taisus means. The idea pervades the Parsha. You know what I mean? It's even though the Psul is Pnim, but the idea is an alien to the rest of the Parsha. So therefore, Asher Ola, so it tells you that it's a, you can't have the Shinui. Can't have the Shinui. And that's why if you're going to say that what? If you're going to say that what? That the Goral is a din, Hagrol is a din kiyum in the Seirim, that the Seirim are nasim al yidei Hagrol. That's part of their character, that they emerge from the Hagrol. So then it's going to be a shinui. If you don't have that, it'll be a shinui. Okay? That's good. Yeah. No, that's good. Aaron is bringing it right, and the drushes fit in nicely too. Because really, chukah goes in everything, and then it's mamayat. So the nature of the drasha shows that it really has to do with the whole parsha. That's good. It's good. Very good. Very good. Very nice. Asher Ola means that this is the identity of the. That's the question. Is the identity, must the identity be one that it was determined al yidei goral? That's a kiyum in the chalos of the din soyer. That's his. It remains his identity. That's the question. The question is Hagrola a process which is Mekadesh, and then once it's gone, it's gone? Or do we say that there's a Kiyum Hagrola in the Chefetz Shel Soyer, is a kiyum agrola in the chefzah shel soyer. If there's a asher ola, means this is what he is. He's defined. Asoyer asher ola love a girl Hashem. Twice it says. Right. On each one it says Vasor Asha Ola Love, Vasor Asha Ola Love. Okay? So it means to say that that's the very definition. That he's, it's always, there's a Kiyuma Grolan, the Chefza Shel Soyer. Okay? That's what the Pasuk is telling you. I mean, the Lashon is mashma like that. It's mashma like that. So, which that's the one that's, it always is the one that the that was that that was through Agrola, the Agrola. Kiyum Agrola in the Halos Shem of the Sawyer is a Kiyum of Agrola. Okay, it's not just Agrola as a means to establish yourself. See, Rashi really also was sensitive to Taisus Kasher, because Rashi knew it's not the Arsiva. You have Bolo Menchabul Hashemen. Many times it says it. So, but Rashi's answer was a different answer. Rashi's answer was, Rashi's chukka doesn't go on it at all, not like Taisvus. But Rashi says it's a mikra yisera nafkalo likuvo. Okay? So, it's a mikra yisera. What's the pshat mikra yisera? It means it's a different kind of shana lavakasa rakev. It's mikra yisera. Mikra yisera means that It's a different kind of it. Yeah, you see, ordinarily, when you have shana lova kasa lakev, it means something that could be la mitzvah, and then but shana lova kasev. Torah says twice, now it's makev. Okay, but over here Rashi's saying it's a mikra yisera, which means it's a different kind of a phenomenon. It's not like a shonel of a kosher la'akev that it's a mitzvah, and now it's ma'akev. Okay, what it means is it's an intrinsic definition. It's a qualitatively different concept. Shonel of a kosher la'akev is not qualitatively different. It's the same thing which could be la mitzvah, could also be la'akev. Okay, could also be la'akev. I don't know what it is in the carbon, so the Torah has to tell me. But over here, the Mikra Yisera tells you a different kind of a quality. Quality of Kiyum of the Hagrola in the Halishem din of the Soya. He says it's a different quality. It's a Mikra Yisera. That's what Rashi is learning. Okay? That's what Rashi says. It's a different kind of Shana Lova Kasalakev. If you hold the Kriya Shem is Kaveya, so the agrola is just a mice and agrola, but it doesn't exist beyond the agrola. It doesn't exist beyond the agrola. It doesn't exist in the shame soil. Okay.
So,
yeah, Rashi says this was as Rashi contradicted what we said before. I mean, he says v'ulai nechkarshu b'chol amal mod lebenesin latana bekra elachodazim echsev nasan aram. But if we would have said twice, it would have been like Asherola. It would have been like Asherola. It would be Mikri Yisera. Ava Balia Tana Bakrod Echsiv Yigravaranas Asar Asherola Echsiv Asar Asherola Yigravaranas Asar Asherola Vagorola Hashem Vasar Chathas, right. Asar Asherola, okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, we're getting close to a little bit to defining Hanacha. What is Hanacha? And Rashi sort of helps out a little bit. He puts it in the same framework as what? As Aliyah. Right? Same framework, but the only thing is the Torah over here was not Tana Bekra. Or like Rashi's foot, which means there's no Mikra Yisera. Okay, so what is Hanacha? I mean, what is Hanacha? But let's take Taisus also. Might as well take Taisus. No, not that one.
It's not really, that's why, okay.
Lohigril means Lohiniyach Hagoro. Lohiniyach Hagoro.
Why is
that Father Tosfos? Because Father Tosfos says you're just changing the brisa. It's changing the brisa. Right. So the question is, Hanacha is optional, it's not makif, but what is Hanacha? What is Hanacha? Okay. What does it accomplish? It's already determined. the moment you have the agrola and the yadimin yad small already determines the seerim. So well, what are you accomplishing by anach? I mean, Torah can't give you something just to do something. Yes. The question is, what is anacha? What is anacha? My question is like this. Not so much why you need anacha, but what is it? What is the nature of anacha? Before you find out why you need it, I mean, what is the nature of anacha? What does anacha do? What is there in anacha, okay, that we see? That's always the better way to go. You know what I mean? Like, what is it doing? What does anacha do? Okay, so say it. I mean, so what is it? Yeah, but what is it? What is it different? What is it doing different than the kviyas? Let me just think that. Okay. In other words, when you koveya a behema for a carbon, okay, and you say this carbon is an ola, this behema is an ola. So what are you relating to, basically? What are you relating to? You're defining the shame carbon, Shebo. Right? The shame carbon. It's a shame carbon of an ola. Okay? When you kaveh, you say this one's Lashem Chatas, and this one's La Zazel. You're being koveya the shame carbon in the behema. Correct? The behema has a shame carbon. You're saying the behema has a shame carbon, Lashem, right? But when you put the goro on the behema, that's a maisa in the gufa behema. That's a maisa in the gufa behema. You understand? Not simply in the shame carbon, Shabbat. Do you know what I mean? So, in other words, what we're saying is like this. Of course, when you have a carbon, so the gufa behema is nitfas in the carbon. Otherwise, where's the carbon? It can't be in the sky. It can't be an abstract. But in carbon, you're relating to the shame, to a shame carbon, Shabbat. There's an abstract shame carbon, and you're saying this behema has an abstract shame carbon. So when you're saying Lashem Chatas, you're relating to the shame carbon in this behema. And once there is a shame carbon in the behema, of course, the whole behema is nitfas. The gufa is with a kedusha. Okay? But when you do hanacha, you're doing a maisa directly to the gufa behema itself, the secondary substance itself. And what you're doing is you're doing a maisa hanacha, which reflects the fact that the gufa behema itself, the secondary substance of the behema, not the shame carbon shabal, but the actual gufa behema, the physical behema, has a shame lashem, or has a shame lazazel. Okay, that's a different kind of demarcation. It's a different kind of kaveya. See, it's a different kind of kaveya. By nature, it's a different kind of kaveya. You see? So this kind of kaveya is only lemitzvah. This kind of kaveya is only lemitzvah. But Rashi is correct in saying that if it was shana bo akosav, or is Rashi Lashon shana bo? Tanabakra. If it wasn't Tanabakra, so then it's not Ma'ake. But if it would be Tanabakra, then it would be Ma'ake, and it would be a different kind of a Chalei Shem in the Sawyer. A Chalei Shem that emerges from a Kvius of the Guf HaBehema, of the secondary substance of the Behema. You see, it would be a different kind of a Chalei Shem. The Chalei Shem that emerges from a different mechanism, from a different source. You see? But we all know it is koveya, the gufa behema, with the shem lashem and the shem lazazo. But if you didn't do it, so yeah, you weren't koveya. It's not makev. But if it were tana bar kra, so then it would be just like the hagrol itself. It would be not just a mice of kavias, but it would be something that intrinsically exists in the soil, that the soil was nikva begufa, and that would be an intrinsic phenomenon. Okay, so it would be intrinsic in the behema, just like hagrola is intrinsic in the behema, and hagrola is not over after hagrola, but it continues to exist as a kiyum in the soil. So that would continue as well, but it doesn't, because it's only lemitzvah. So lemitzvah, you have to be koveya the gufa behema with the shem lashem and one of them with the shem lazazel. Okay, but it's not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev because it's not intrinsic. It's just a ma'isa kvius begufo. But it's not a shame begufo. It's not a shame begufo that exists after the anach. Okay, but it's a ma'isa kvius. It's a ma'isa kvius begufo. And a zarkin do it. Even though it's a ma'isa kvius, because it's not ma'akev. It's not an avoda. It's not an avoda. But it's a ma'isa kvius begufa. Okay, well, if it were chalos, then you would need a then a zor wouldn't be any good. It's just a ma'isa kvius, which is not mandatory. It's not ma'akev. But it could have been. That's what Rashi's saying. It could have been. Then the seerim would have two shemos of hagrola in them. One is shem hagrola in the shem carbon, and one is shem hagrola in the gufa behema. The kfiyas begufa. Separate kind of kfiyas begufa. You see? So, but in fact, that's not the case. But Taisva says, now Taisva fits in very nicely, am I right? Because Taisva says, my lo higril, lo hiniach hagrola. He means that it's possible to say, to use higril, because it's really the same thing, except it's attaching itself to a different component. It's via a different component. It's attaching itself to the gufa behemoth, not to the shem korban shavah. Okay? But it really is the garol. I mean, it's the garol. The garol was kaveya, the shem korban shavah, and now, through Hanacha, so the Goral is Kaveya, the Shem Begufa. It's a Maisa Kvias of the Shem Begufa. So that can be also be called Hagrola, because it's the same thing. It's just a question of what is the object of the Goral? Is the object the Shem Korban Shabbat, or the object is the Guf Shabbat? You see? So that's why Taisus is saying there's no need to correct the Brisa. Because really the term hagrola is appropriate. It's just that hagrola, when it comes to the shem korban shabbat, is ma'akev, when it comes to shem korban shabbat. But when it comes to the shem kvias begufo, that's not ma'akev at all. That's just a ma'isa kvias begufo, just a ma'isa balma. That's la mitzvah, just a ma'isa balma. But it's not retained after the ma'isa. But nevertheless, as hagrola, it's perfect. Because it's the same thing, really. It's the same thing as hagrola. Same thing. It's just a question of what the object of the hagrola is. Is the object the shem korban, or the object is the gufa behema? But it is the same hagrola. So Taisus is right. There's no need to correct the brisa. The brisa is fine. Brisa is fine. Okay? And then why they did it in the why they did it could be a kiyum in the Migdash, a kiyum in being mefarish, like David's saying, in being mefarish, the hagrola. That could very well be. But the intrinsic method is a method of relating the hagrola to the gufa behema, to the secondary substance. Okay, let me put that. John asks questions. Says, why does Rashi say Shana Lavakasu Akev and Umikro Yisera Nafkalo Leikuva? Okay, that's just a good question. But I think the answer is that really the limud according to Rashi is Mikro Yisera. But if you wouldn't have the principle of Shana Lavakasu Akev, you wouldn't know what to do with the Mikro Yisera. So it's both. It's really Kro Yisera. But Shana Lavakasu Akev tells you what to do with it. But it's not an ordinary shana of a kosher lakif. Rashi says, we're doing the Rashi. Rashi says by this azazel, it's a question of if it's makif. What about the vidui on the par? Two vidim on the par. So he said the two vidim on the par are not really makif. It's a Rambam Perek Gimel and Maisa Kabbonis about smicha, because it seems smicha is really vidui. Smicha, vidui, and smicha is identical. Okay, and the Gemara says the Fam and Alf and Yuma. That if you didn't do also the smicha shiori mitzvah, means you didn't do the smicha, so it's not ma'akev, it's keeper, right? Because the dam is machaper, but it's ke'ilu lo keeper. So Rashi says because you didn't do mitzvah min ha-mufchor. What does Rashi mean by mitzvah min ha-mufchor? Rashi doesn't explain it in Yuma. It's interesting, but Rashi explains it in Zvachim. Davov amid beis lo keeper kameshmaya. L'nachas ruach l'kono, the low of it mitzvah min amufcha. Okay, so what does that mean? Yeah, you can't. Rashi doesn't mean literally. Literally is clear. What was supposed to say? V'im yitev ma'atitin loch. So you don't give anything to God. So what does Rashi mean? What do you say it, and then you say it anyway. So what does Rashi mean that lasas nachas ruach lekano? What does he mean by that? Lasas nachas ruach lekano. I mean, what kind of an idea is that? Yeah, go ahead. You want to say? In other words, like this: the system of kabanos is machapa. So it means the person is over and over with chayev chatos. So the dama korban is machapa for the avera. So vis-a-vis, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says he doesn't have to bring another korban. Because vis-a-vis the chatos, the dam of the korban is machaper, and it's as if he didn't do the chatos. If he didn't do the chait, okay? He wasn't over a chay of a chatos, okay? Because the korban is machaper. That's the system. That you did navera. That it's chayv karas b'shogeg, it's chayv karas dir b'shogeg. So you chayv achatos, and the dam of the korban is mechaper for the avera. Is mechaper for the avera, okay? But in the system of karbanos was introduced something else, smicha. And what is smicha? Smicha is where he says ono Hashem. It's ono Hashem means that he recognizes the concept of Lifnei Hashem, and he's makir his place in the world, and the whole system of tshuva unravels before him. A whole world of tshuva, a different world of Lifnei Hashem. Okay? So that, the Gemara says, is ke'ilu lo kiper. You see? In other words, like this. That insofar as his chiyuvim are concerned to the system, so the dama korban is machaper. I mean, of course, the guy is not—he's omid b'mardo. I mean, nothing's machaper. But that's a different story. Assuming he does a kalocha, I mean, he realizes he did a chait. He understands he did a chait. He's chayev chatos, and he brings a chatos, and the dam and the dama korban is machaper. That's the halacha. The dama korban is machaper. Okay, he did what he's supposed to do. The aver was machayev him in this, and this is his kapar. Okay, but he didn't do smicha. What does it mean he didn't do smicha? It means he's missing vidui, correct? And vidui is a whole institution that opens up a whole world of lifnei Hashem and tshuva. There's lifnei Hashem and tefillah. There's lifnei Hashem and tshuva on Hashem. So he didn't avail himself of that lifnei Hashem. So as far as that's concerned, klape shmayo, as the Gemara means, it's kila low keeper. And that's what Rashi means, nachas ruch lekono. Nachas ruch lekono implies a relationship between him and God. Okay? So, the lifnei Hashem. So since he didn't avail himself of vidui, so he didn't avail himself of the ono Hashem and the concept of tshuva, and the concept of Lifnei Hashem. So therefore, in terms of his personal perfection as an Odom, as a Yotzur, that he's lacking. That's what it means, Nachas Ruach Lakana. Nachas Ruach Lakana means that God created man for a certain type of existence, and if he doesn't satisfy that existence, so it's as if the Bria was for nothing. So you could say that, in a sense, in that sense, you say Nachas Ruach Lakana. Kona means the one that's Kona him, the one that's Yotzer him. So, insofar as the Borei Olam is concerned, it's as if he's non-existent. So we say in that sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kona Shemayim Varetz, that it means his work was for naught, so to speak. I mean, because his work was in order that there should be such a creature, and he uses Bechira that this creature doesn't exist. So, and because he didn't avail himself of the Ana Hashem. So, in that sense, it's as if, like there's no, Nachas Ruach Lakana is like a mashal. It's a mashal. But that's what the mashal means. So that's what it means, Mylan Lofki Low Keeper. Why? Because the purpose of the carbon goes beyond simply his chiyuv, recognition of the chait, and that he, and the chait is machayev and a carbon, and the dama carbon is machaper. Even though he has all those ideas, and he brings the carbon for the right reason, and it is machaper, so still in all, he didn't avail himself of the vidui, which unfolds an entire world of Ana Hashem before him, and brings him close to Kono. It brings him close to the Borel. So that's what Rashi means. Rashi is the expression at Nachashol. But the Rambam and Rashi both mean the same thing. It means it didn't bring him to that status which he was created for, and which the carbon really had smicha there for, in order to avail him of that opportunity to perfect himself through tshuva. So he never did that. So that's ki'ilu low keeper. Mylan olav on him personally, ki'ilu lo keeper. He didn't do nachas ruach lakana. He didn't make himself close to the Borei Olam.
Right.
Okay.
Because he missed the opportunity.
He missed the opportunity. That's correct.
Because there was an opportunity. That's why it comes about.
That's correct.
He would just be normal.
That's why I like the word essential. Yeah, that's the essential. That's essential insofar as the gavra is concerned.
Yeah,
so far as the Klape Shmaya.
Yeah,
Rashi says mitzvah min amufcha. What does mitzvah min amufcha mean? Now we can understand what Rashi means by mitzvah min amufcha. What is a mitzvah min amufcha? I mean, what is a mitzvah min amufcha? It's not so mufcha and more mufcha. What does it mean? Mitzvah min amufcha means where the objective of the mitzvah is fulfilled. That's what it means. Min amufcha means he really does it in the right way, the way it was intended, the purpose of the mitzvah. And the purpose of the mitzvah really is to bring the person close to God. So he doesn't do the mitzvah min amufcha. He just does it in terms of the mechanism of the mitzvah. But even though it's more than just the mechanism, I mean, because the mechanism works. It is mechaper. I mean, he doesn't have to bring another carbon. Because it is mechaper. Because he recognizes he did a chait. It was a shogeg. It was a chayev krisis, let's say. And what? Yeah, he has to have a karsa chayev. He has to tshuva belave. I mean, otherwise, it's nothing. I mean, if he just brings a carbon just as an action, I mean, we're not talking about a person like that. I mean, that of course, klap hashmaya is worthless. But then you can't even say keeper. Even though it's not chayev and another carbon, that's because the system can't deal with every person's mind. I mean, the system has to go straight. But assuming he goes according to the system, and the reason why he brings the carbon is because he recognizes he's chayiv in a carbon, and he recognizes he's a balavera, and he recognizes this is mechaper, and the dam is mechaper. The only thing he didn't do is what? He didn't do vidui and smicha. He didn't do vidui. So that means he didn't avail himself of an extra kind of performance which brings him close to Kono. That's what Rashi means. Okay? Yes. So the Samach V'nirtza is very good. Because what does V'nirtza mean? V'nirtza means that there's Ritzui for the Gavra. Why? Because he availed himself of an opportunity to open up a hole with Nei Hashem, and that's V'nirtza. So he's personally Nirtza. If he doesn't do it, it's not Nirtza. But kapara it is. I mean, he has a karas achet. I mean, if there's no karas achet, there's nothing. And I mean, a person can go through the system, and God is not mechaper him. I mean, they can do it anything. I mean, but assuming he does the system right, recognizes a balavera, and he's chayef chatos, he brings the carbon, and he has in mind that the dam is mechaper him, but he just doesn't do vida in smicha. Okay, so that I mean is he's mechaper. He doesn't bring another carbon, but the Ono Hashem, the Lifnei Hashem of the Vidui, he omitted. Which means it's not a mitzvah min hamuvchor, because the purpose of the mitzvah was, the whole system was introduced there, Vidui and Lifnei Hashem, and he didn't avail himself of it. That's what I said. The concept of Ritzui is something which is a vehicle of reinstating the Gavra before God. That's the concept of Ritzui. Okay? So Rashi says, "Ulesvados al soyer amishtaleach, kirechsiv isvadalov, isvadalov." Okay, but so isvada. Why is Rashi say kirechsiv isvadalov? I mean, Rashi doesn't say like the Gemara says. What does Gemara say? Yom atchai lechavah masi chas manos gaveri hashuna chas vidu dvar lechapa kapar. Because it says yom atchai lechapar alov. So lechaper means, does lechaper mean the matan domim befnim of the Sorash Nasa befnim? Or lechaper means vidu dvar, right? But it's interesting, Rashi doesn't really say that. Right? Rashi says, al sor mishlech kirchsiv is vadalov. Interesting Rashi, huh? I mean, why does Rashi say that's kirchsiv? Yom al-chayef neshem lechaper alov. Okay? Do you notice that Rashi? I'm asking a question on Rashi Lesvados. Al-Sora Mishlech Kirchsiv is Vadalov. Right? Why doesn't... This is Reb Shimon's position. No, it's not Reb Shimon's.
It's Tanakama.
But Tanakama is saying, even though it says Viz Vadalov, so you would think it's Ma'akev. In other words, with regard to the par, there's no question it's not Ma'akev. Because that's just Smicho, and Smicho is not Ma'akevus. But over here, there's a different system by the Sora Mishlech. On the contrary, Viz Vadalov. So Visvadalov is the essence of the soyer, is it would appear from the Pesukim, is Vidui. So you might think that it's Ma'akev, Kamash Malon that it's not Ma'akev. Is that correct? Right. Of course, in the soyer, since it says Visvadalov, so the implication is that the Vidui is essential. It doesn't say Visvadalov on the par. Okay? It says V'chiper Badavadesa, so you learn it from Lima. It doesn't say Visvadalov, but Rashi saying from the Mashmosa Pesukim, it's mashma that the Sola Zazel Vizvada is a special status. So you might think it's Ma'akev. Kamash Malon, the Tanakhama says, Mitzvah Lahagrel Vizvadas, Lo Higrel Velo Vizvada Kasher. Okay? Right? But Rav Shimon argues, Shimon Amar Lo Higrel is Kasher, Lo Vizvada is Pasel. So apparently Rav Shimon learns Vizvadalov. He darshens the Pasel Vizvadalov. Correct? It's an interesting Rashi. Rashi, right? Yeah. So how does he dash in Visvadalov, Rav Shimon? It's an interesting thing. To my understanding, Rav Shimon's the only one that really explains the pasuk. The pasuk. Got a chumash over here? Yeah. The Rashi says, Kedichsiv Visvadalov v'gomar. So you got to read the rest of the pasuk, really. And what does the rest of the pasuk say? Visvadalov as kolavonos Bnei Yisrael, Veskol Pish'eim L'chol Chatosom, V'nosan Osom Al Rosh HaSoyer, V'shilach B'yadish Iti HaMedbara, V'nosan HaSoyer Olav Veskol Avon Osom Al Eretz Gezera, V'shilach HaSoyer B'Midbar. Okay? It's an interesting pasuk. I mean, what is the pasuk saying? Rashi's quoting the pasuk. Rashi quotes the mashmais of the pasuk over here. It's significant. And Rav Shimon, apparently, darshan's the mashmoyas this way. So what is the mashmoyas teacher? Really? What's the idea? It's true, later Gemara says, according to Rashi, it's machlek, it's Rashi and Thesis, right, Gemara? But later Gemara says, and I just kapar. But what is kapar? But what is the mashmoyas of the pasuk? V'nosan osom al rosh ha-soy, v'shilach b'yadishiti amidbar. What is the limit over here? V'svadalov skolavodos me'ashol v'skol p'shilom chachatos v'nosan osom al rosh ha-soy. How do you take a verse and put them on the road of Rosh Hashanah? Benasa asar all of us call upon us and Larsky said, what does it mean? Okay. So I think that's what Rashi's saying, that the Tanakhama says it's not Makif. It's true there is such a concept, but it's not Makif. But Rav Shimon says no, that it is Makif. So what is the idea really? What is the idea? See, from Rav Shimon, I mean, you really see he dashes the plain shot in the pasuk. So what is the idea of a Nosan Osam al Rosh HaSoyer? How do you take a verse and place them on the head of the Sawyer? And how does the Nasa Sar all of us call of Onosim Lazar? How does the Sar carry these Averis over there? What is the Mashmas in the Pasuk? What's the implication? Okay? So, what? The Pasuk is the Samachar Neshtei Yadov al Rosh HaSar Achai. That's the Sar Mishalech. This Vada Allah of us call of Onos B'nai Yisrael is called Pashem Rechofatosam. Then the Nasa Osam al Rosh HaSar Vashidach B'yadish Yiti Hamed Baruch. The only machlekes of the implication of machlekes Tanakhama and Rav Shimon is whether it's ma'akev or not. But the idea, apparently, they both agree with, and that's why the Tanakhama is telling you that even though it says this, don't be misled in thinking that it's ma'akev. There is a process there, but it's not ma'akev. But apparently, from Rav Shimon, you see the process is a ma'akev, so the pasuk, and that's what Rashi says v'chula, it means the rest of the pasuk over here. So what is the implication? Yes? In other words, I mean, what are you going to say here? If you're going to say that the vidu is a kium in the so'ir, so that's always the case. Isn't it true? The vidu is always a kium in the behema. I mean, it would seem that way. V'zu kaparasi. It seems that the smicha and the vidu is a kiyum in the behema. But over here we're saying that it's not just a kiyum, but it's ma'akev. It's ma'akev. See? Yeah. I think what it means like this. What it means, this much, you see, Rashi himself says later, where did you quote the Rashi later? Where? Rav Shimon?
So
that's the comments on Hanaka when it is the Asim of Shimon? Yeah. Says, the Kaman Farish time to Vibavidu. Yeah. So, but Rashi has this Vada also. So apparently both of them are necessary. The Tam later is the Tam of Machlokas, but there's also a significance to the Pasuk of his Vada. And Rashi mentions both. Okay. For why it should or should not be Makif. Yeah, the question we left with was that the Rashi says that Ulizvados, Mitzvah Aral Ulizvados, and Lohi Ulizvados Kasha. Okay? So Rashi is only discussing Sarah Mishtalech. So that means the whole member in the Mishnah, the Machlekes Tanayim, revolves around the Sarah Mishtalech and not around the Vidin on the par, because that's not Makif, because of Tzmicha. But interesting is, Rashi, so, yeah. So, why does Rashi say, quote the Pasuk? I mean, Rashi had to say was what he says later. The Machlekes is based on what it means. Yomar Chayel Fnei Hashem L'chaper Alav. Is it L'chaper mean Kaparas Damim, or which is a Sora Natsu Fnim, or it means Kaparas Dvar? Okay, so why did Rashi bring this in? Kidech Zivitz Vado Alav. So we wanted to say that it means Rashi's saying that there's some mashmoyus in the pasuk here that has significance. In other words, a lot of times a machloikis can be based upon different limudim, but it doesn't mean that there's no other ideas insofar as the mitzvah itself is concerned. Do you know what I mean? For those ideas, you have to go to another source. So Rashi's saying that there's some idea here. When Rashi quotes the pasuk, he doesn't mean to tell you just the plain pasuk. I mean, what Rashi is telling you is that there's some idea here in the pasuk, and the machlekes is something else. It's from limudim, l'chaperov, but the idea is significant. So we said, what is the idea from the Sarei Mishtaleach that makes it different, that lends itself to a machlekes, whether it's ma'akev, whether the vidui is ma'akev or not? It's something different. That's what Rashi is pointing out to you. Kedachsiv. There's vada alav. Okay? So we said, you take a look at the pasuk, you notice a strange thing. There's vada alav, there's kolavonis, some of our shayel, the rosh shachai, there's kolavonis, there's kolpa shayel, hochatazon, venasan somal rosh asoyer. Where's venasan somal rosh asoyer? And then again, the next pasuk, venasan asoyer alav, there's kolavonis, there's kolpa. What is the pasuk telling you in halachic terms? Okay, so that was the question. So what's the answer? We're going to have a look at that. So I was thinking like this, that the pshat is, you see, ordinarily vidui on a carbon, we do the vidui on the carbon, right? Kapara is only klapashmaya. Okay, kapara is on a carbon. But the vidui and the kapara are completely two different phenomena. I mean, the vidu is one thing, and as far as the gavra is concerned, and kapar, kodesh baruch is machaper. Okay? But the reflection of kapar is in the dam. Of course, the dam is machaper. Kedon banafish chaper. But over here, in the Sar Mishtaleach, the nosan osam al rosh hasoir, the vidu is the hascholas kapar. That's what the pasuk means. Samachan shtei yodov, al rosh ha'chev, it's vada lov, it's called avonos b'nei yisov, v'nosan osam al rosh ha'soyer, v'shilach es ha'soyer b'midbar. It means in the vidui itself is ha'scholas kapar. It's the ha'scholas kapar. Because that's the shah, v'nosan osam al rosh ha'soyer, v'shilach es ha'soyer b'midbar. So that's the beginning of the whole process of kapar. So the vidui is involved in kapar over here. It's not like ordinarily the vidui is completely apart from the kapar. You see.
By the par also, though, right?
By the par? So that's what Rashi is pointing out. There's vada law of the gomer. The whole vidui over here is a different kind of a phenomenon of vidui. The nosan osam al rosh asoyer v'shilach as asar v'midbar. The nosan asar all of us kolav onosam al eres gzera. What does it mean? It means that's kapara. The vidui is involved in the kapara. It's part of the institution of kapara. Normally it's only ritzui. That's right. The nirtza of a nasamach v'nirtza. So that's the concept of it. That's why you have a machlekes tanaim, whether it's makav or not. Because if it was an ordinary vidui, it wouldn't be makav. But a vidui that's involved in kapara, that's already kapara's makif. So that's really Rav Shimon Svara. Lo higril is ain't a makif, but lo zvada is makif. Isn't that what he says? And lo zvada puzzle, because the vidui over here is involved in the kapara, and that's the puzzle. V'nasa nasa marosh asoya. What?
It doesn't deny that.
It doesn't deny it. I said it's still not makif. Still not makif. But Shimon's as far as so I said yes, Shimon is very very much in line with the Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's more like Rav Shimon. Yes, yeah, I would say this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, this is good according to Rav Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the nature of the vidui has to manifest kapara. That's the halacha. The nature of the vidui is different over here. It's a vidui that manifests kapara. But whether what is the machaper that he holds yom with chaylef nedarshim machaper love means ad shasmat domo shel chavero. So the machaper is really the dam of chavero b'fnim. That's correct, but still the nature of the vidui is different. The vidui is a manifestation of kapara. That's the kind of it's a different kind of vidui. You can't, like I said, you can't do away with the institution for Shiloh Chasov and Midbar. I mean, Makiv, not Makiv, but it's there. I mean, it's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is involved in defining the nature of the vidui. That's the nature. That's the way the Chacham say. Rav Shina learns, no, that's actually Hascholas Kapar. Hascholas Kapar. If there's no Shiloh, so it's Machaper. If it is mechaper, but in it's not ma'akev. Because you started the kapara, kapara is nigma. But in a normal process, the whole process of shiluach is an institution. I mean, you can't do away with the institution. So that's the machlokes. That's why Rashi cites the pasuk. Okay? The vidui over is a double function. It's a function of vidui, and it's a function of placing the avonos on the soyer and sending the soyer in a midbar, where the nasa avonos is kzera. It's a different concept of vidui. It's a different function of the vidui. There's a process that the vidui is involved in which gives it a different function and nature. That's what it means. Okay? When it says it's not makkah, it doesn't mean there's extra things in the Torah. It's a separate halacha. You can't bring another carbon. That's it. There's a certain halachic point that you can't bring another carbon. Doesn't mean everything else is extra. Okay. Anyway, the Tesh Hashanah's question was raised. What does Tesh Hashanah mean? He says that it's not mastava to say Rav Shimon didn't know what the Chacham say. But the Gemara, in fact, does say the Lamaskana. The Gemara means, according to that mandama, you're going to have to say something which is dachah. So the Gemara, when it raises questions, it doesn't just raise questions that are impossible to answer. It'll raise a question that something's not smooth. So keep it in mind, it's not smooth according to this mandala. You find other things are not smooth. I mean, you're not going to be inclined to your mind is not going to be inclined to agree with them. So sometimes you might not be able to have a tiyufta, but in terms of the investigation and the svara, which is more reasonable, I mean, plays a role in making a decision. So the Gemara has to raise the question. That's what he means. That's the nature of the Gemara. Gemara raises questions. It doesn't just raise irrefutable questions. Okay? So next Tashma. Par makev es asoyer. So how does the par makev es asoyer? So it means if the matan damim bifnim of the soyer should precede the par, so it doesn't affect the par in any way, but what is it? It affects the soyer, though. So why doesn't it affect the par? Either par is not al seder anymore, because it's after the soyer. So the answer is because there's no kiyum of the soyer. There's no kiyum of the soyer. So that's what the Gemara says. So lo osa v'lo over lo klum. That's what I mean. So therefore the par stays in effect, and now you have to do the soyer again. Okay, that's just let's keep that in mind. Okay. Elasoy makiv is a par my niu kolachas navodas penem. So the question we have was like this: that the Gemara says that the soy is not makiv is a par. So the Gemara says, what is the case of the soy not makiv is a par? So if you're going to say that it means the zrikas adam mibefnim of the soyer, okay, you omit that and you go to the par mibachutz. If that's the case you're talking about, and there you're saying the soyer is not makiv the par, correct? So the Gemara says, no, that's a vodas panim. That's a shinuyin avodas panim. So the question we raise is, what does that mean? It's not following the same lines as before. Before we said that what is the case that the order is necessary, because you have to do zrikas a par first, then you have to do zrikas a soyer. If you reverse the order, so the soyer is not chal. Why? Because the soyer is lacking, its soyer is an avodas nasa b'fnim, and it's lacking in its seder. So therefore it can't be chal. But the par is fine. If that's the concept, then it doesn't work out. Why? Because over here the par is an avodas chutz. And there's no halacha in avodas chutz that it has to be ala seder. So the par should be chal. So why isn't it chal? The Gemara is saying that it's not going to be chal. Why? Because of avodas panim. What is avodas panim? I mean, what's going to be makiv the par from being chal? It's not the same as we're saying why the soyer is not chal. So you have to introduce a new idea here. So you say, what is the new idea? The new idea is that the reason why the soyer is not chal before the par is not because of the soyer, not because the soyer itself is lacking in its seder. And that's why it can't be chal. It's because if it would be chal, it would create a shinui bifnim. And bifnim doesn't tolerate shinui. So that's why it can't be chal. So if that's the case, that's why the Gemara says that if you do the parmi b'chutz before the soir and asa b'fnim, you have the same problem, even though the parmi b'chutz, but you're going to have the same problem of pnim. Why? Because what are you going to be saying? If you're going to allow the parmi b'chutz to be chal, so then you're going to have a shinui in seder pnim. Because in pnim, you have to have first par, then soir. So you can, so here you have one to svaras. Taisi Shana says you can't have a mafsik. Okay, Danny Wolf wanted to say a different svar. I like his svar very much. Wanted to say that the halacha is that the concept of pnim is primary to chutz. It's two different systems. You have a right from the Rambam a little bit, because the Rambam says when you do the zrika on the parochas, so the Rambam says kineged ha'aron. Can I get on? Okay, so it's mashma that can I get on? Is yeah, he says in Perek Gimel, Vachach Avocha Hey, Mashu Damasor Ben Badi Aron, and then the Chozer Mazem Midamasor. Then he says. Excuse me. V'chazum azeh behechol aprox midam mapar shmona. Achas lamav shevel matar. Yeah. What is he saying? In a different round. Just a second. Peg where? I'm sorry. Peg dal loch beis. That what is he saying? Yes, Yevachach Nol Dama Par Me'al Akan and Mazem Enol Aprochus Kineged Aron. Kineged Aron, the Rambam says. So apparently, it means that there's a primacy to the Aron. So the first Hazoyos, which are on the Aron, are primary. Then you do it in a secondary fashion on the parochas. It's mashma that way from the Rambam that the system, there's a primary system, there's a secondary system. Both aren't, but there's primary and then the secondary. So either way, I want to say the mafsik because of primary, what it means is if the parmi b'chutz will be chal, the zrikas parmi b'chutz will be chal, so then what'll you have? You'll have a shinui pnim. A shinui in pnim. And Pnim doesn't tolerate Shinui. So immediately, before Shinui is Chal, it breaks the Chalos. There's no Chalos. It's Ma'akev the Chalos.
Of
any Zrika. Any Zrika that's going to create a Shinui, any Zrika whose Chalos will create a Shinui Pnim cannot be Chal. That's Allah. It's not because of the Zrika itself needs a Machshir. It's a different concept. It simply cannot take place. Nothing can take place that's going to create a shinu b'fnim. So it's ma'akev d'chalos. It's like an impossibility.
Even if it's zrika, okay.
That's what it means, yeah.
Yeah.
It happens to be very good, because if you're going to say this zrika is a parmi b'chutz, is really chal, and there's a shinu, that's the end of the whole avodah. What are you going to do? Let's start all over again. And get to the different parim, I mean, and then start the shchita and the vidur. I don't see that. But the pshat is the avodas pnim prevents chalos that's going to create a shinui, because pnim can't tolerate shinui, and any shinui that comes along it immediately negates it, cancels it, cancels out the process, it's a cancellation process. It's amazing.